Blog Talk Radio.
Tell others, call people, tell them.
Okay, I'll tell Shalene to call her.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now, they cut us off. They got this new system. Antoinette, are you? I don't know if it's happening to Sister Bev and them up there. They got this new system on. It cut me off. No problem with the show. We had all the time. They cut it off completely. But I put up a new thing, and y'all talked about it. I said, I'm going to get they behind today. I told you Lucifer was God. They're going to be mad at me, but
this
will come out their own.
And I got something to add on to once you get done. I'm going to add on what you said. Fuck them. We're going to piss it off. We piss them off. We might as well go all the way. Go in. Fuck
yeah, because y'all mentioned Jay-Z, Hova, H-O-V-A-H. It translates, means God. Hova, that's why he calls her Hova. Because he wouldn't, but it's lowercase. It's lowercase. That's why they can't never get into the elite, because they lowercase God. If you a capital G, it's a big difference. Now,
wow.
guess what it translates into, everybody? Because I told you, I study etymology. All you Yahweh people out there listening, you know we had to do some definitions. We couldn't just go a word. We had to know what the word meant. It says, Hova translates to eagerly converting, failing, desire, ruin, calamity, iniquity, mischief, naughtiness, newsome, perverse, and very wickedness. That's what Hova is called. Yahova, Yahhovah. Now take that.
And I got something to add on to that too. Now,
go right ahead.
Truthunity.net. The metaphysical meaning of Daystar, aka Lucifer, also means phosphorus, or the principle of light. Anything consisting of light, a halo, aurora, power of illumination, or a star.
That's
it
right.
Also says that in the text, Isaiah, O Daystar, son of the morning, signifies man's uplifting of the ruling eagle of the sense of consciousness or awareness, represented
right
here by the king of Babylon, and attributing to the outer sense of man those qualities of light, understanding, and greatness that belong to God only. This is adverse, of course, and it comes under the satanic phrase of thought in the individual. It must be overthrown, cast
thought
down, and out of consciousness, metaphysically interpreted. Therefore, the text in Isaiah does refer to Satan, to his self-exaltation and downfall.
That's right. It says, Hova, why he called himself, y'all been talking about, say Jay-Z is been illuminated. Because he told you in all his albums that he had to make homage to the blueprint, the black, all that, niggas in Europe and all that shit with the head, niggas in Paris.
Magna Carta.
Magna Carta. All this was for him to be illuminated into why y'all worship him today. I said, man, these niggas will worship anything, just like y'all would do in Egypt or America, because obviously America, we're about to get deep. I told you. I'm glad I had to go, because people say, go back on. I'm going back. Are you on the line? Y'all about to hear some stuff that ain't going to make no sense unless you've been studying. I told you that Yah Zohar, the movie with your boy, that's probably, I wouldn't put it up. If y'all go look at what I put up here, I went to the synagogue because I got this. And sister, you know you got it too, because we all had to have Hebrew concordances. You could not read the Bible without a concordance. If you read the Bible literally, you are a fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
When this is a magic book, how you gonna read it literally and you ain't got the magic code, the keys? It's called a concordance. You can get a Chaldean, a Babylonian, Coptic Egyptian. Because, see, that Egyptian shit is bullshit, too. It's Coptic Egyptian. That means that language is in Latin somehow, phrased, because they're the only ones who could translate. It's like Dr. Sheikh Diop book could not be translated unless somebody translated from French to us in English. That's the only way, you know, civilization. See, people try to play these games like, this man had to translate it. to somebody else.
I got a copy of his they made a documentary about him some years ago, and I got a copy of it, but it had to be translated in English, just like you said.
So, and Dr. Ngimi, who we met in Fort Lauderdale, much love to my sister Rose. I ain't heard from you. I hope everything's all well with you, beautiful sister. She was the first one who brought him into the Fort Lauderdale area, because Fort Lauderdale is more conscious than Miami. Miami used to be conscious on the when Ray and I was doing the Yahweh. It used to be. Miami is a death cult. Now, he know what I'm talking about. Death is not a scary thing no more to me. Death is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to psychologically believe I'm going to die. I'm just prolonging it as best I can. That's all I'm going with life. Now, we started earlier. I told you, transmutation is transmuting your genitals. Because your genitals is a pleasure principle. Now, those of you who don't like sex, that's on y'all. That's part of the cult, too. Because you heard you say celibacy. What idiot? And I'm not mad, but because I'm calling you, I mean, you really are, because this is a bias. This is not a fact. I'm going to say this bias. Biasly, I don't know what it is to say I'm going to be celibate. I've been without sex during different eras of life, of course. Military, you know, spiritual shit you do. I say I'm going to just abstain, divorce. Different shit you say, fuck these motherfuckers. That's how you look at it. And you don't do it. So you just chill. But I ain't never had a desire. And anybody know me to say I'm going to let a motherfucking man fuck me. I ain't had that desire. I already was taught early in life that a woman got way more holes than a man. Man got two holes only, ass and a mouth. Woman got titties. I can fuck them. I can fuck the pussy. I can fuck the ass. And I can fuck the mouth. Now, that right there, mathematically, if you're supposed to be a geometrician, should tell me, by logic, I'm going to get more pleasure principle out of that being than I would out of a, unless
Janet
I was
Jackson.
Taught. that's why I said that. Boy, I thank you. That's why I'm keeping y'all mics open, because y'all are hyping people. Y'all got the dry bones got to be hyped up. Otherwise, they can say, how can they live? Now, y'all said that if these women having children, now, of course, I'm going to have a show. Hope all y'all have one. We can all have one together. Because there is a transition where she couldn't do this on a regular basis no more. Whatever this hermaphrodite could not do, it made it mad. It went into a whole cycle. Now, the story of her being mad is Lilith. Y'all know that already. Story of her being mad is Lilith. But they got a man from New Zealand. I ain't making this up, y'all. They got a man from New Zealand. This man came up. His name is John Money. Look at his name, John. And I'm going to tell you how I know this is made up. What is a pimp called? What is a man who want a hoe? He called John. And what did he get? Money. What she want? Money. This man's name is Dr. John Money. Go look it up, everybody, right now. Dr. John Money. I ain't making this up. Dr. John Money came up with a book called Fuckology. That's why I call it today Fuckology. I told you, I don't make up shit so y'all can say, oh, he a fucked up. He making up shit. Y'all can't make up shit because I'm functional in my brain capacity right now. I don't say what it's going to be next, but right now. And it said this man, Dr. John Money, considered a trailblazer and scientist in sexual libertarianism and some but damned by others. He's damned by others now. This motherfucker is a psychopath to others and a fraud or a pervert. But the money invented the concept of gender. Check out what year. The gender in the 1950s. That's why I love that era. I said, I always do my research, everybody, on myself first. I said, I'm 62. Let me go either 20 years, 50 years before me, because that's only my comprehension, but I go farther than that. But my concept was told to me, just go 50, 20 years, do progression of time backward and do progression of time forward from the time you was born, and see, you can see the concept of, like, damn, my people believe that, but now they don't believe that. See, y'all never did that. That's called quantum learning. Yeah, you don't even know. That's why I say homeschooling, that was the best thing. But y'all love Dr., and that's why I hope y'all fuck yourselves, because I can't stand niggas who love ignorance. That's what that movie 12 Years a Slave was about. Y'all loved ignorance. Love it. So you can be called an ignorant nigga. You love that shit. Yes, you do. You've been taught it so long, how can you not love it? But when you ask questions, yeah, when you ask questions and want to analyze, and those of you got the science of your astrology sign to be analytical, you say, well, damn, that ain't making much sense. If I got some millionaire niggas around who got power over the white people, how is that we ain't taught that? I would feel better knowing I could be powerful over the white people than being that I'm subjective to the white people. See, that's why I know y'all can't be that bright. Can't be. What fool would teach their kids that you was only a slave? What fool would do that? Those of you who give yourself the doctor and the school system, because that motherfucker ain't got no shit, but y'all still listen to them, so I can't even trust y'all brain cells, because you would give your kids up to the cause of death. You heard what she said. She said, Margaret Springer, all you women listening, Margaret Springer said she didn't want women to have no babies. This a woman. Now, I gave y'all the call. I got the demonization. Those who know me know I got the book. That's what otherwise. They knew it was lying. Don't you think niggas would be on here talking about that nigga lying? They'll come on here because I'll leave the lines open. They would say, he lying. The book was called The Satanic Bible. I was making copies for people. They were so scared. I could tell they wasn't reading it because you got to say that shit in a mirror. That's why they made Black Mirror. See, you must look at yourself in the mirror and say,
Michael Jackson, in the mirror.
Yeah. So that's why I knew how far to go. I said, oh, hell no. They're going to have me turn into a demon because you would want to kill people.
Ooh, candy.
Because you would fit. Yeah, you would want to kill people. You know why you want to kill people? Because you would see that they would be so stupid. You would start to realize, well, my God. If these people would believe that a white man who was with segregationists is now the president who was with the Ku Klux Klan. Now, you got to look at this now. You got to think about this now. This is how you know you're the candy man. That's what he made. A man is with the Ku Klux Klan eulogizing the Grand Wizard. And you will go to your death for this KKK. What are we, think about what the world will say when they do take over America. We first to go because you dumb niggas. You niggas have made it where we became traitors to the Constitution. Think about that. Y'all think Betsy Ross, see, that's why you don't know what it means, Betsy Ross. Y'all, I mean, this is just becoming futile, but I'm going to let y'all hear it yourselves, because see, I want y'all to say he on a tangent, you know, he going berserk, he on a tangent. Really? See, I told you facts matter, so whatever tangent you try to portray on me, it's coming at you, and it's at your heart. See, I know what it means in my eye. I know it's, see, y'all know when we was in the crowd, I was the, what was I? I ain't going to say it. Y'all know what I was, and I gave everybody, I went deep in on people. They hated me for telling them what would happen. They was mad as hell. Y'all remember that day talking to you for a lot there? Y'all remember when we sat in there, the Grand Lodge, y'all made all these petitions, and they didn't want to hear that they betrayed our people. And you gave us over to this cracker who got our people believing only 0.03%. Even call themselves trans. They got the black chick. I watched Janae Monáe the other day. The people, see, that's why I know I hate Hollywood. I really do. And I hope they don't get their jobs back. I hope Chappie take all their jobs back. And I'm calling on the whole God system to take care of this. Get them. They don't need to get a job again. Why would I get a job when I watched the Grammys and all that shit? I had needles and dancing with pointy needles and shit. And I got Stephen A. nigga ass. And y'all love this nigga. He was going off on people, Kyrie Irving. for not taking the COVID shot, going berserk on people. Y'all listen to this nigga. That let me know y'all traitors to your own cause, too. So you know you going to get what's going to come to you. So prepare. May not happen today. May not happen tomorrow, but it's coming. So don't be crying out talking about, oh, why this happened? Nigga, you know why it's happening. You listen to dumb niggas. A nigga going to tell you to take the COVID shot on ESPN, controlled by Disney and BlackRock, and going to tell you to take a shot. Michael Irvin still can't get a job. And y'all listen to this nigga? You get what you deserve. I mean, that's going for everybody. I don't give a fuck you listen to whatever. Just think about what they teaching you. To kill. Now, I'm going to get back to Major because, you know, that's a little fine little thing there. But you know what? She played in Hidden Colors. All the women in Hidden Colors were looking light-skinned and they were almost mulatto looking. So I don't even know why we lied to ourselves. Everybody playing a Third Good Marshall and all this shit black, y'all niggas stupid. Tyler Perry can't even get BET. He ain't got enough motherfucking money. They want $3 billion more. Where Jay-Z at? Where Hover at? Well, okay, Hover is naughtiness, perverse, and very wicked. That's why he got his wife tricking out there. Bitch got to do all the concerts they told her to do, otherwise they're going to get fucked. So y'all want to play dumb games? Play what you want. But see, I was in their cult. I ain't lying. And many of you on the line was in their cult. Y'all know we ain't lying. And you know this shit is real. Niggas would kill. Just like they did in Philadelphia. Now, I'm going to tell you something. So y'all know I ain't making it. I'm going on a tangent because I got to because I'm on the whirlwind. See, if you look at the book of Ezekiel, he said, I come in a whirlwind. So did Marcus Garvey. I come in a whirlwind. I bring chaos. After I fuck you up, baby, you might get order. And that's the only way you can learn. You can't learn by being nice, telling y'all the stuff up in front. You know, a kid, you used to could tell your child, this what don't do this, y'all. It's called vicarious living, living vicariously. Y'all can't even teach your own fucking kids to live vicariously because they're looking at your ass and they even more fucked up. That's what's going on today. And I can only go by what I see in my own. I ain't even talking about y'all. Now, all you have never taught your kids about sex. How many of y'all got kids? I don't want to hear it, but just keep in your mind. You ever sat down and tell your kids about sex and say, you know what, y'all? Sex could be good. And so you can't tell the mamas was hoes because the kid, she want to play God like now. She was a hoe all day, all her teenage life, hoeing, doing shit, fucking everybody. Now she want to be married and be a virtuous woman. That's what they teach us. But everybody wanted when she was a hoe, though. When you become virtuous, you become pretty much lazy, don't eat, don't care how you look no more. It takes a lot to be sexy all the time. That's why those who talk about Enoch, he taught the women beauty. Ain't no motherfucking man can teach no goddamn woman beauty. That bitch was a man, a woman. The goddess taught bitches how to be beautiful. Ain't no goddamn man can teach you how to be beautiful. What the fuck that mean? He don't even know what his dick look like until you get somebody to tell him what it is. How many of y'all remember jerking off in your sleep? After you watch some Playboy shit, you wake up. Come on your underwear and shit. You're like, what the fuck? Your parents ain't teach you that shit. You learned that on your own. Because they ain't was taught. They wasn't taught. Because they did use fuckology to pervert it. See, you can pervert fuckology. And now I'm going to show you who's the most perverted. This is the man. Are you so-called Janae Monae got a, talking about beach party. She butt naked, got big women up there. You know, here's another thing. Y'all so haters. I did a thing showing you that the biggest women were the gods first. I hope y'all know that. Look at the statues of the big women. Big titties, big ass, big pussies, big legs, big thighs. She could take on a bunch of motherfuckers. That's where gangbang came from. She initiated because she wanted to get the best sperm in her pussy to get the best creation. What better person would know what the creation was? How would she know that the cum was the God principle? How would she know if somebody ain't tell her? See, that's why y'all so, we got to wake up. We like sleeping beauties. When will we wake up? But you're going to wake up today because you motherfuckers are worshiping a cracker named John Money. Ain't that some crazy shit? And guess what? If you was to bet me I was wrong, I'll be rich as hell right now.
John Money was a psychologist whose two main fields of study were sexual identity and biology of gender. He earned his PhD from Harvard in 1952 and then became a professor at Johns Hopkins University, where he was involved in the Sexual Behaviors Unit, which ran sexual reassignment studies. Money is credited with coining the term gender identity and gender role. He also believed that a child's gender identity is fluid up until a certain age. As the validity of his research was called into question, he became very controversial in his later years, especially with the case of David Reimer.
Dr. John Money, originally from New Zealand, was a pioneer in the astonishing new field of sex change surgery.
Dr. Money, it's still a pretty drastic procedure, isn't it?
Well, it's a drastic procedure by your standards and mine, but for the people who are living in desperation, perhaps the best way to understand it is that it seems no more drastic to them than circumcision.
Dr. Money developed many ideas on gender and sex differences. He believed the term gender was broader than the words male and female. Not only did it include your sexual status as a man or a woman, it included your personal recognition of your gender, social assignment, and legal determination. Dr. Money was the first to coin the terms gender role and gender identity. He defined gender role as the public manifestation of one's gender identity, such as the things that one says and does that gives people a basis for determining whether they are male, female, or fit neither of those categories. Gender identity is one's own categorization of one's individuality as male, female, or ambivalent as determined through self-awareness. Dr. Money also created the concept of love map, which aims to explain why people like what they enjoy sexually and erotically. Money found the nature-nurture debate to be an ancient, pre-biblical idea. He suggested the concept of body-mind as a way to move beyond the biological versus the social.
Money's research on the results of gender reassignment surgery included evaluation of the effects of factors such as stigmatization, announced sex of the individual, cosmetically accurate appearance of the genitalia, and family behavioral pathology. According to those who follow Money's beliefs, in cases of gender reassignment surgeries, gender must be assigned immediately, decisively, and irreversibly. He believed this would foster proper development into the chosen gender identity. However, critics note that this also forces a child into a gender they may not be happy with.
While working at Johns Hopkins Sexual Behaviors Unit, Dr. Money developed his theories on gender identity formation. His controversial ideas ultimately drew huge criticism from the scientific community. He believed that a child's gender identity is fluid for the first 2 years of life. He also believed the child's upbringing or nurture determined its gender identity. This was concluded after his extensive research with intersex individuals. This is where the case of David Reimer comes in.
He's brilliant. I think John is a brilliant man. I think he's one of the handful of most brilliant people I've ever met.
Together, they helped form one of the most famous theories in the history of modern psychology, that a boy, any boy, could be raised as a girl. But the experiment went terribly wrong.
I was told I was a girl. I didn't like dressing like a girl. I didn't like behaving like a girl. I didn't like acting like a girl. I'm not a professor or anything, but you don't wake up one morning deciding that you're a boy or a girl. You just know.
Money's most controversial case was that of David Reimer. Two identical twin boys, Bruce and Brian Reimer, were supposed to get routine circumcisions, but it went terribly awry. The cauterizing tool used in the circumcision malfunctioned and ended with Bruce's penis being cut off. The boy's parents were unsure of what to do. They ended up taking the boy to John Money after seeing him on television.
And Dr. Money was on there, and he was very charismatic. He was he seemed very highly intelligent and very confident of what he was saying.
John Money performed sexual reassignment surgery on Bruce, now called Brenda. Attempts to socialize the child as a girl failed.
Dr. Money's own transcripts show that as early as 1970, Well before he publicized Brenda's case as a success, he was aware that there were problems starting to surface.
I had doubts all the time because it was just so obvious to everyone, not just to me, that she was masculine.
When Brenda reached sexual maturity, she opted to have sexual reassignment surgery to reconstruct the original male genitalia and transition back to being male. She also changed her name to David and married a woman. David gave many interviews telling of his experiences. Tragedy struck with the death of his twin brother from drug overdose, and in 2004, David committed suicide.
David's death was a shocking close to one of the most extraordinary sagas in modern science.
Despite the unfortunate result of the David Reimer case, Money's research was an important development in gender psychology and expanded the field of research on sexual reassignment. John Money's theories support the idea that gender is largely a product of nurture, somewhat a product of nature. His theory that a child's gender identity is fluid until age 2 strongly emphasizes the nurture aspect of this argument. He thought that a sex change operation in such a young child was viable because the way they were raised was more important. His legacy remains as a pioneer in gender identity. Despite the fact that the case of David Reimer soured his reputation, he did conduct many successful sex change operations for adults. He made sex change operations a more viable option for adults struggling with gender issues. In the 1950s, it was relatively unheard of to change adults' genitals to fit their gender identity. The primary method of dealing with this kind of issue was counseling, but Money's work helped change the social climate. He also encouraged greater openness in dealing with sexual issues. His legacy lives on through such organizations as the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction. The John Money Fellowship for Scholars of Sexology was established in 2002 by Dr. Money to support graduate students whose scholarly work concerns the history, politics, methodology of sexology, and sexuality studies.
Now, right there, if you was taught this from the very beginning, you would say, "This, why am I listening to this dude?" Because he went to John. Now, John Hopkins Institute is the same institute that is promoting you to take a COVID shot. Now, that's got to make some sense to y'all. That you're listening to white supremacy and going along with it. This is the Twilight Zone. We about to get fucked. I told y'all. They brought me back on here. Which you see what they did? They cut us off. I'll tell anybody, Bev should know. Tell everybody, Bev, this thing here, this new direct connect, whatever it means, means that they can cut us off when they're ready. We got to do another show immediately. Otherwise, who knows if I was to give up. Thank y'all for calling me back. All you on the line, y'all. Tell us, call. We on the line. And they ain't, now, right there, I'm going to hear from y'all. No, I ain't got, can I get some comment on that? Did y'all just hear that? It said, I mean, told y'all, he made up gender. And you got these niggas on videos and making movies talking about they fluid gender. What's that? I mean, what kind of niggas are these people? I want to hear from y'all. What kind of niggas are these, please? They not me. What are these niggas, please? That's what they said in 12 Years of Slave. What kind of niggas are these? Somebody, I got the lines open. Could y'all please, could y'all somebody comment, please? This is a talk show. Can somebody comment? You talk all day, got them on everywhere else. Shit. How that sound to y'all?
That sounds like, that's wow.
Okay. I thought that would do it. That's why I'm so happy with myself today. That's better than pussy right now. My mind is said, God damn, they can't even talk. Let me go to 7472. 7472. I'm going to hear from you.
Greetings.
7472. Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
Now, what better person than you? What better person than my man, Brother Kwame? You vindicated like 1,000 times, so we ain't going just pure vindication.
How
does that happen in the 50s, man? You in that era. I'm not in that era. Is that strange that this was happening during the era? You was pretty much like, I don't know how you was, you like 10 or something? Ain't that weird?
Yeah, but the thing that we're talking about is they can go on a site called Simply Psychology, and what is called is the biological theory of gender. And this is what you're talking about and what they're doing. And the research in which they're showing is biologically, you know, our genes determine that XY chromosome. The biological part, but what they created was the psychology of how to create the what the person's mind because of the environment you're growing in. The body is biologically what it is. If you're a hermaphrodite, then you're dual-sexed. But the part of it is that your body is going to mature after 2 years old to what gender is going to be the dominant gender in your body. It's what's in your head that this is what the whole concept that they're doing is because it's most folks is done by gender in their head and in their environment, and that he was able to see how that, yeah, you can change and take that clit and make it into a smaller to, or open up that vagina. So it's either or. And the part of it is that this is all about the psychological, because you're going to do what the song said, computer love. You're going to be in love with a computer. This AI, this artificial, this American imperialism, is what they're dealing with and being able to keep up the genocidal process, because this is gender genocide. Gender genocide. There is a book called Gender Genocide, whereas this is what they're using. They've just advanced Planned Parenthood into the artificial intelligence to get people to mind control and saying that you're no longer.
Let's go with that, because you were the era. You're a spokesperson to me. We listen to you all things. When I hear that she made an agreement, now it's different when what you're saying is absolutely fact. But let's go with the era where they brought this to conception with the so-called in-betweeners. I mean, you got Mary Bethune-Cookman, man. You got Clayton Adams Powell. I mean, what? Just, I know you wasn't there, but think about what it took for them to convince these people to go along with this. What do you think it took? I mean, what was they on to say, we're going to have a program where we can kill the dumb people?
The same thing that they did. And when they were able to come out and said, okay, we can sterilize all people, all women of color, is because...
The same time. Right, this is the same chick. Same chick.
Right.
This is from Margaret Springer.
Right, but you sterilize them even when you reproduce, when you refix the organ, you are sterilizing that individual.
It's like taking a horse and a mule. Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
You're making a sterilized being.
All right, so all of us out there understand, we understand. I'm going to shake it up a little bit. I got the lines open. Because, I mean, I can't debate that. All I'm saying is, though, for y'all listening, think about the era. Let's go to the era. This is the era pre-civil rights, almost civil rights, in the 50s. A person comes into already, she's from New York. That's a lot of things people don't know. She's from Corning, New York. That's actually, that's like the Amish territory or the Puritans, whatever. New York, we got a bunch of them in there. And that's Germantown. They call themselves Germantown, all this shit. Now, I told you the Germans were the number one. Maybe it's me. But Hitler learned from her.
Right.
Did y'all not hear that?
But what France
explain that. No. I know you wanted to say something else. But can you explain to me how a woman could go into a black community and tell them to abort their children and go to the highest church in Harlem? Now, I don't know what Thomas, where you at? Because you in Harlem, you in New York, you got to ask your own people, because if your people that gullible, which I'm from New York, if we that gullible, that's why I'm so hard, if we that gullible, I'm going to say it again, in New York, to have Planned Parenthood formulate in Harlem, and no wonder we dumb. No, so I'm going to hear from I know y'all.
Yo,
everybody, listen. Can y'all comment, please? Somebody. Yeah, I mean, because ain't no help.
In New York, think about the fix. Can you hear me?
Selling you out.
Yeah.
You got your own kind. In order for them to put that in Harlem or any neighborhood that are so-called black people, you have to have what? You have to have a spy. You have to have the.
But hold on. But Clayton Adam Powell is a Supreme Court. He's a Supreme Court justice for doing it. He got entered into the House of Saturn. So y'all don't talk about that. I'm gonna talk about. I guess y'all don't really look at that culture.
Drive on.
Yeah, y'all look at that culture. I can
money.
Tell.
It's,
I can tell.
It's money.
It's money.
Money, Drive on.
Yeah. Okay. It's
listen,
money.
Man. His church is still here.
Abyssinia. Abyssinia. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You go there on a Sunday.
Okay.
Hey,
hold on. Tell me. Now, nah, you know. Yeah, now, think about this. Yeah,
no.
Go ahead. Yo, I want
to
hear from you. Yeah,
what
go
I'm
ahead.
Saying. You go there on a Sunday. The line is wrapped around the block. The people trying to get into the church.
Wow.
God, none of them are black. None of them are black.
Oh! Check, hey, man. Now, this is what I need you, man. Just take a picture. Go one day with just take a picture. That is a million words. Can you imagine you take a picture of a black Abyssinia? It's called Abyssinia. They knew the word was in Ethiopia. I told you it was Freemasons. Y'all don't get this, obviously. Why would you think they called the church Abyssinia? They didn't call it Ethiopia. They could say Abyssinia. Where you at, Sean Caddy? They called it Abyssinia. Gave it one the high. That's the degrees you get in certain degrees. I'm not going to go that far if you ain't got there. That's on y'all. But if you didn't know that, you should obviously be saying Abyssinia. Then that should be Enoch, all you Enoch lovers out there. That means they knew about Enoch. They might be the fallen angels. Because anybody who they can come to through an intergalactic exchange and say, let me kill your babies. You got to say, who will say, what do I get? The person who will say, what do I get from this, which had to be said, I'm not in the conversation. I'm going to be a hypothetical. Wouldn't you think if I came to you saying, you know I want to kill babies. You know I want to kill babies. I'm coming to you, all y'all listening. Now, Brother Kwame, I'm going to, because you got, I know you want to talk about something, but let's talk about what the psyche got to be for somebody to come to you in a meeting with Mary Bethune-Cookman from here in Florida. Florida, they're going to act like they hate Orlando. All the pedophilia going on in Atlanta, now they want to act like they don't like it. Get the fuck out of here. That's why I call fuckology. I can say fuck all day now. Now, I want to hear how you fuck niggas going to sit here on this line and say Mary Bethune-Cookman, who was well beloved. We got the Cookman balloon, Cookman ball, all that shit. And this bitch wanted to kill niggas. And y'all going to like, oh, it's okay. That's why we fucked up. Let me get some more calls. I'm about to kill y'all in a minute because I got some more shit that don't make no sense. I said, damn, I'm not even that bright. I'm not even Lucifer.
I'm telling you, I think we get mind wiped 24/7. I'm telling you, when you go to sleep, wake up, it's just like a movie. You
well, I must be in a good. I must got some good shit in my body because I very seldom forget. Total recall. Because I'm thinking that, damn, the older people who listen to me say, hey, bro, I like what you're doing. I'm like, I'm not doing this to make me look. I'm like, you got to have some recollection. I'm doing this because we need you to say, they fucked me up. Because you the ones that, think about it, I'm not born yet.
Thank you.
A motherfucker comes up with killing you early. We talking about the 1920s. And you want me to sit back and think I'm supposed to listen to dumb niggas on all these shows. I don't give a fuck what show you on. And tell me y'all can't come together and sit here and say, wait a minute. We watched Three the Hard Way at the Lowe's Buffalo, y'all, man. We didn't realize the Nazis. We didn't even know the Nazis was that deep back then. We thought that was just made up. The Nazis control Michigan, obviously. How many niggas had a job at Ford? Didn't y'all just hear this call? I mean, are we playing this to be dumb? It said Ford hated niggas with Will Joe Wilson. Now, I got a person at the job, had a sign up, and I'm going to get their asses because I took a picture.
Detroit wasn't named the Motor City for nothing, right?
Right. You going to tell me all you niggas got, now, y'all in Detroit right now, and y'all used to come on the show doing poetry. Talk to me today. Sister Weston, I'm trying to help y'all. They about to kill y'all niggas.
What's her name, Gretchen?
Her name is Gretchen. Gretchen.
Listen. Henry Ford learned how to make the assembly line from a Unix. a black eunuch named George Washington Carver.
There you go. Thank you, man. That's, that's why I love you. That's why I love you.
He was
that's right.
He set the plant up just like the way a plant works. And
you know what? He was a eunuch. He was a eunuch. He was correct. He was a eunuch. George Wash, he was a eunuch. And guess what? They made the talent the 10th. That's why I told you, Tuskegee Institute. Remember, I did the money tree a long time ago. I mean, I'm really talking to myself again. Dude, they was financed all of the black colleges. You said that yourself, Brother Thomas. I read a book when I was in the Yahweh's called Dangerous Endowment. Means that be careful who endows you with anything, because they want something in return. And all of them was endowed. Look at the word endowment. That's all you got to do. Sister, you was with us. Then we have to look up every word. Every word. If you ain't know a dictionary word. Every word. Y'all niggas ain't looking up no goddamn word. Shit.
I'm glad I did.
Yes, I'm glad I looked the word. They magic.
Yeah.
Every word got about 8 definitions. You be looking at you on a dumb level. Talking about listening to one definition. Shit.
Hey, Thomas, when you mentioned George Washington Carver, that took me to Tim Hardaway. He's from Chicago. He went to a high school. He went to a Carver High School. And the reason why I brought him up because he made some comments about gay people a long time ago.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wiped him clean.
Well, they took his car wash. I work in an area. Those who know me, they know where I work. I ain't got to explain to everybody on this line. But we used to see his car wash every day. And when he made those statements, they took that car wash away. He was washing Ferraris, high expensive cars. Actually, anybody who know me on this line, they know online. He had the best cars, Bentleys, because that area is affluent where I, anyway, long story short, we ain't got time for all this bullshit. I want y'all to know we about to go into hell because that movie was deep. And hell is not just hell is just destruction of your mind, distraction of your mind, meaning that you cannot think because so much distraction is in your mind. You become what? What does a computer do when it can't do what it do? It becomes what? Log jam. You got to get the IT. You got too much shit in it. It got to be deleted. That's what they're taking them right from your mind.
But
it's
got to be rebooted. And this is what we're
There you go. Reboot.
Rebooting. Because this is a biosocial approach that they're using for gender. They started with prenatal to postnatal. And this is what you're looking at because this is why the attack is on the children, because even when a woman is carrying a child, she's carrying the next grandchild inside of her womb. Before she even lets that child out, she's carrying the next generation. So this is what the whole program
but
is.
But this is part of the Great Reset. The Great Reset.
Right.
I mean,
everything. But the chick said, hold on, let's just stick with Margaret Singer. I don't want y'all to go too far. Because that generation that heard Margaret Singer make speeches about, think about it, y'all, brother, pardon me. I don't know where you was at, because I wasn't privileged at the time to know. But you was little, you older than us, and those you are not older than us that want to participate with this, please hit the number one button. I was like, how do you not know? You in New York. I couldn't believe people even knew this. That she had a program. And she went to all the preachers, just like that's why that movie calling it. She went to all the preachers and said, we need you to join this program. And they did. They fought and we had a civil riot in New York. Thank you. So they went to killing the kids. Now, that's why I'm skeptical of people today. People say, why? Honey, y'all know what, I mean, come on. Anybody would tell me, you can hear this story. All y'all listeners, they old, young, and know your grandparents had to hear this. This dude is a Supreme Court justice. He was having a church with a Klan. Y'all heard the Klan made her honorary. Y'all heard that yourselves. But I'm supposed to make y'all believe shit. I can't make you believe her because that means you love her lies. The word believing is, like I say, what he do, he listen. West say, it's a lie. Well, if it's a lie, then why y'all believe that this man could not know that she wanted to kill black people? That's just common sense right now. He knew she wanted to kill us. He had to know. And guess what his award was? Supreme Court Justice, Thurgood Marshall. Clay Natton Powell, all of them. Clay Natton Powell was beloved. He was like a gigolo. I looked him up so good because we all loved him in New York. Clay Powell was one of the icons of New York State. And so I'm thinking to myself, wow, here I find out later in life.
Don't forget Father they Divine. Wanted to,
Father Divine was a Grand Mason. I know that. Anybody should know that by now. The man named Divine should have told you. So I go when I looked him up, I said, shit, he the forecoming of the Nation of Islam. He just as profitable, if not more, than the Nation of Islam. I looked this up a long time ago. I gave people booklets on all of the so-called mystics. Y'all know I gave it to you because I was part of the temple where I had to give the information. And I gave a lot of people information. Goes to show you, people don't read. Goes to show you. And I'm going to tell you why I say that, because not only do they read, the Bible is a magic book. It says, not only can you see, that means reading, you ain't comprehending because you can't read. You don't even know the words. You don't use a dictionary. Who the fuck reads words without a dictionary? You too ignorant to say, I don't know what that means, because you want to feel stupid. You say, no. Yeah, thank you. So that's what you know they ain't doing it. Just think about, I want you all to think about your own relatives that's dumb, that you know you got to deal with. They're going to show you how hard it's going to be.
Check this. I live between 7th and 8th Ave. 7th Ave is Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard, and 8th Ave is Frederick Douglass Boulevard. So he's so loved, they got the whole street named after him, you know, the whole 7th Ave.
Right. Right.
You know, so
I know he loved. We grew up. My family, I got family through the whole fucking New York State. Everybody know that. Ain't no Dana Six, please. These people are loved. They will kill you if you talk about them. They made the man black in a fucking Hollywood movie. The man's an albino looking motherfucker with wavy hair. And we all loved him because we wasn't racial back then. We thought we got light-skinned family. That's why I know black people are stupid. What kind of fucking idiots can have kids of multiple colors and then say, I hate the light-skinned people? What fucking idiot would do that? You got kids lighter than your ass, and you want, and then you gonna talk about light skinned people on these shows. I'm about to get y'all. See, I got the words to kill people.
But
I'm not gonna
like
say. I'm gonna
Chicago,
let
Chicago. You still got people who probably fuck you up and cuss you out because if you speak bad against Obama, that's just how it is. These
right.
People,
now Obama
people
gay.
Not going to
Obama gay. Look, we work with gays.
Hey,
you ain't trying to be.
Too, by the way.
But the Harvard, too, he was,
money. Yeah.
Yeah, I could tell you, if y'all look up John Money, now we used to have my sister they from Atlanta, used to come, my sister from Atlanta, y'all remember, professors at Franklin used to come on here, she went to Harvard, I used to get into deep debates with Atlanta people. Atlanta people, I'm going to say this, because they're great people, but you've been brought into the boule because your leaders made these contracts with these people. And the contract was that you have to pretend like you got power. Now, how could you really have power if you got to pretend to tell these people you can kill a certain amount of us? Now, everybody should know this. Not only is it on the... Yeah, go ahead. What you want to say?
No, all of the ivory schools, the Harvard, Yale, Princeton, all of that came out of slavery. It's a book called Ebony and Ivory. That
right.
Talks about all of them were built by slaves, that they were in the slave trade. This is
right.
How they,
no
they created their halls of learning.
No, but I'm not having a problem with that.
But some of those schools are also tied in. Well, most of them are also tied in with Tavistock, too, now.
Right. Now, hold on. I'm glad y'all both brought this up because all y'all doing is bringing up the major point. The major point is you absolutely correct. But here's the add-on to the butter. Being that y'all just said all that, how do you tell me the Boule, who took their initiation through skull and bone? Now, I got to look at who you took your initiation with. I don't know if y'all are into the cult world like I think about it, but you got to get initiated. You don't just come in with this shit. So somebody initiates you into the cult world, and you take on skull and bones? Now, that's piracy. Right. So that's pirated. That means they are pirates, the black people. And then I go look, so I said, well, what? See, first of all, common sense will tell y'all, look up Black Caesar and Black Pirate. They give you clues. And I want y'all to know, the Nation of Islam was the biggest mafia in Philadelphia. All the Masonic lodges in Philadelphia, everybody knows that's the city of brotherly love. That's Masonic talk. So if they're the city of brotherly love, but they got the biggest, they made the HBO made movies called the Black Family Mafia. That's the Nation of Islam. Go look it up. I'm not making this up. I was affiliated. I'm just trying to tell y'all, we got to come to grips with the facts. Fuck the belief or feel good. Like one thing you said, Brother Thomas, I think our people was taught a psychotic feel good message, but I was taught it. That's why I joined, because I felt good. So I feel good, and then I realized that, wait a minute. Now, I got to feel good for you to be able to fuck my wife at any time or my girlfriend at any time. Y'all fellas ain't, see, a lot of people talk a lot of shit, but all y'all online, let's talk real talk. And y'all, all y'all online, I'm not talking about. If you got a leader that say, I want to fuck your wife, but I'll make you regional pastor, grand wizard, grand sire, whatever the fuck you want to call yourself. Yeah, whatever you want to call yourself, and I give you a house and everything. How many of you really, you ain't got to answer, this is your own mind fuck that you are in. Would you want that? Would you say, yeah? Some of you, you would say, yeah, you can fuck my wife, hell, fuck yeah. And then you got your own concubines, too? I'm going to talk like cult talk, because y'all don't want to hear. See, I was in cult talk. Hold on. The most of y'all ain't enjoying no cult. Most of y'all be using, I want to talk to people right now. I want all you on the line. I need to dry bones, because we're going to strengthen some people up today. See, a lot of y'all won't get your ass kicked to join anything. See, some Masonic lodges beat your shit up. And I've been, my man Lakeland, love you. See, y'all don't know nothing about getting beat up to join shit and have somebody fuck maybe somebody you know good to
and
make
that's
it. See, y'all talk.
Coaches, a lot of them coaches from Northwestern fired a couple of weeks ago to hazing.
Right.
It's funny.
Right, hazing. Right. I'm just telling you how it is in the cult world, because all y'all talk a lot of shit, but I know, people know, we ain't making this shit up in my life. I'm telling you the facts. Now, are you willing to do that? You could talk a lot of shit on this bullshit. Yeah, are you willing to do that? Now, I want to talk to people, right? I want to talk to, hold on. If you ain't been in no cult, you ain't joined no lodges, you ain't joined, hold tight. Let me get the people on there on the line who have. Now, think about it, y'all. If y'all join the military, you military, that's a cult. Look what you got to do to join the military. Many of y'all can't even do basic training. Y'all motherfuckers are fell apart. Plain and simple. That's why people go AWOL. I already know. I made it through the shit.
Disneyland, 1990. I'll never forget
it,
bro.
Yeah,
July 4th.
Yeah, yeah, I want to see. People talk a lot of shit, but don't never go to the process or the challenge. See, that's the difference between a lot of us. See, we just don't talk the shit. We be about the shit. Now, I'm talking about people who don't realize, how are you willing to give up your whole paycheck for over 2 years? The whole fucking paycheck. Let's talk about real knowledge that's out here.
Wow.
Today. They try to think about the people in the early days of the Nation of Islam. You had to give them all your money. Now, because the two leaders and the three leaders and his son all got a beef, you lose all you got to these people who got your money. Now, I'm going to tell y'all how y'all being played. I told you everything's a hoax. It's a hoax. All that sovereign shit, a hoax. A hoax. That's one thing about me. I've been participating in it. People in Florida know. Y'all on the line. Listen, I can see your numbers. You know, we all joined this shit. We joined there, gave our money up, told we're going to get sovereign citizen card. The police can't stop us. We're going to fuck them up if they try. You know, I was going gone home because, but then you say, wait a minute. Something come in your mind, got to say, wait a minute. I got to file with the people who don't like me? What the fuck that sound like to you, y'all? Come on. Talk to me.
Don't add up.
Talk to me. Pimp motherfuckers. Y'all being pimped like bitches. Yeah, that's why they say, hoeing, pussy is ruling the earth. You got to be a hoe no matter if you're a man or not. You could be a man. You getting pimped like a bitch. What fucking idiot at this time in life would believe I'm going to file some paper with the fucking world or the human rights fucking organization, you already know they're Travis Stock. Thank you, Brother Derek. I mean, if you read the book Travis Stock, you would know. You would know you're a fucking idiot. Get the fuck off this line and go to some dumbass show. I don't even want your dumbass on this phone. Because the dry bones cannot... First of all, let me tell you something about the prophecy. It said, can these bones live? That means all parasites will fall off. We don't got no problem with that. Who want a fucking leech unless you going to help me? And leech usually for the benefit of the doctor, pretending that he's sucking up the blood. They vampires. That's where they got the leech problem. See, that's what I tell y'all. Look at nature. Look at nature, y'all. Y'all love nature. Leeches is a bad thing. You want a leech on you all day, y'all? Everybody? That's what y'all fucking is. That's what your people are. Leeches. Think about it. A leech, you don't want. Let me put some leeches on your ass unless you need it for real. Because it was used in the ancient time for blood problems. Ain't that amazing? It's funny how you would put leeches on you in the ancient days, but you don't want to put leeches on you now. Show you how fucked up you is. Because fuckology got you. Y'all ready for some more? Let's get it. I got the lines open. Go ahead, Brother Comey. You got the lines open. Y'all can talk anytime you want. Just say dry bones. Go ahead. It's you. Go ahead.
You're using the word fuck, F-U-C-K. That came from the Crusades, but it says to fornicate under the consent of the king.
There you go.
The king gave permission for women to be branded in order that the men could go and do the battling in other countries, but they could mess with those women. They could have sex with those women under the consent of the king and wouldn't be charged with adultery by the church.
Now, that comes from, now, I don't want to blame the church because that error is factual. But, you know, we're going to take it from first. Now, I just played it earlier because I played it. In your Bibles, which is supposedly older than that little story there. But that's a true story. But the Bible stated that Lot was going to let the fallen angels fuck his daughters without no problem. He said, please, fuck these motherfuckers, please. Don't go into the holy men. They want to fuck me. Yeah, please, fuck my daughters. Now, right there it was the transgender story from the creation story. I know y'all never looked it up, but because I told you, I went to the pornographic museum shit here in Florida, and I'm telling y'all.
I thought about the Kardashians when you just said that, too.
Yeah. The whole thing is prostitution. They're prostitution. Prostitution. I mean, think about it, y'all. The thing is, you can't let it go out your mind that this exists because you got children. Because I told you, parents would pimp their kids. They've been doing it since the ancient days. If a man would tell the fallen angels, y'all, to fuck my daughters, pray to them to fuck them, said it was customary. And y'all, because the preachers don't want to tell you the whole truth about this pedophile game, because they in on it, and they in it. Because no way you can have these scriptures that never talked about in Bible study. That's why I don't go to church anymore.
And human trafficking go together. Yes.
Yeah. That's why I don't go to church, because people say it's hard for me to go to church because unless I'm playing music only. To go to church to hear some other bullshit, I can't do it. But to go to church to play music, I might play with because they're on a different level. But it's just different levels to it. How can, because once the preacher start talking to y'all, he's a goddamn propagandist. I told you, propaganda's in every aspect of life, and that was the main one. That movie was just like Peter Highway and a bunch of other shit, just a little bit its own direction, of course. But they told you that you're going to the hair products, chicken, food, chicken. Now, it got some lies in it because white folks eat chicken just as much as blacks. I mean, I don't get this. See, that's because Jamie Foxx. Right. Jamie Foxx.
Down here. Right. White people.
Right. Right. So I don't understand this because when Buffalo got Popeyes, it's in a white neighborhood. And went berserk for the Popeyes. So I just don't get, but I do know this. They made worship to the altar of white supremacy. See, the reason why this is happening is because they worship white supremacy. In order for this to happen, you got to think the opposite of this, like a witchcraft shit. If somebody tell you to hate a certain group only, yet that group is still an exalted power, then you're getting a serious dose of delusionary witchcraft. That means you are actually in the participant to keep it going. You're like the vanguard of it. So you are allowing white supremacy. Because in the movie...
And you know what, bro? And then you made me think about parents who sacrifice their children. LeBron came popped up in my head again. And if he knew them shots, I mean, how much more can we tell people how these shots are fucking up people, causing kids to have heart attacks, but yet and still you go ahead and let your son, he said his whole family was vaccinated.
Now, you
now
know
you
LeBron James, all of us who talk on the line outside, when COVID was going on and they did that, he won the championship that year in the bubble. I have no respect for that championship whatsoever. Let's just talk real sports. Everybody who likes the sports, talk shit to barbershops and shit. That's one championship that everybody should be like, well, fucking bubble, Disney. They got rid of all of the people. That's when Disney started doing they nasty count. Shit. They don't count. It don't count to me. It could count like the Patriots shit in my mind for Buffalo people, all them fake-ass calls they got through gambling. Because, you know, I know gambling, but, you know, sometimes you can win through gambling, but just gambling's at a higher level, a higher level than I'm going to get in, because I'm not at a $100,000 level of playing gambling. You know, I'm at a $1,000 level. I ain't no $100,000 level. Hell, fuck that. So people who do that level, you take chances. You're going to lose, just like they're losing in crypto in some things. But the thing I'm trying to show y'all that we all talk about, we can't get delusionally involved with these people. These people were promoters of COVID. Now, I don't know how y'all think, but I know you and y'all always knew that Bible got death scriptures that we know. Now, if you're not praying for your death for your enemies, that's on you. That's on you. I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Talked about on Bev's show the other night. Jamie, we all read the information about, you know, Jamie Foxx went ahead and took that shot. We know what happened to him. But then you're going to go right back to that same entity? No, bro. Mm-mm.
No. Right. Now, that's my point. The people that's out there, Stephen A. I'm a name. I got to play. I know they. Stephen A. is a practitioner. All them out there that was. Remember when the Kyrie Irving, y'all was all. So that was going off on these people for not taking the vaccine. He ought to be this. I mean, all of them was talking shit. Now, Shannon Sharp is gay. I guarantee you. I just asked a couple. All you got to do is the gays will tell you he gay. Anybody in Florida, everybody, gay people everywhere. That's why we get this. That's why Dwayne Wade and them is witches. Because let me tell y'all something about y'all fuck niggas out here. You know how many gay people in Florida, in Atlanta? You don't see them. You see them living in this mansion. Let me tell you how dumb you motherfuckers are in the rest of the country. These motherfuckers living on high-level mansions on the fucking island of Miami Beach. And you think they party. You see what they do when they come to party. We got Messier down here. We got every nigga that got money down here. And you niggas got the nerve to come call me about what Miami do. Take your fuck-ass, dumb-ass, and worry about how you going to pay to feed your fucking family, bitch-ass niggas. You ain't got enough money to worry about what's going on here. You couldn't even make it here with the fucking salaries you make in them fucking areas you in. New York is all down here. New York is fucked up. Now, All of New York is here. I talk to New Yorkers every day. Ain't nobody trying to stay in no motherfucking New York. Motherfucking New York is finished. Bitch niggas got people all over the goddamn place there. The rich people coming here, setting up real estate ventures here. That's why we all going upward instead of going... Otherwise, we can't go into the Everglades. So if anybody know about Florida, you can't go so far. The Everglades are there. You ain't going into the Everglades. So,
Drawbones, you remember Michael Sim?
Michael who?
Michael Sim.
The football
NFL player?
He was gay.
Football player.
Right. He was gay. Right.
The guy outed him. He was engaged to a dude, and then when he got drafted, the dude, he had to kind of act like he was straight, so the guy got mad, and he put out all the pictures and text messages to show my man was gay. That's why he had to come out, right? That guy is the guy who you always see with Shannon Sharp. That's Shannon Sharp.
Right.
Because of his stylist. But you always
see
that dude, bro. So that's right. When you now, see that gay guy, every time you look
I can see it. Dude, the gays here. The gays here. What I mean, I'm gonna tell anybody. I'm a musician to this day. I play with so many gay musicians in church. Good as hell on keyboard. I don't give a fuck. I ain't fucking you. So my thing is, we know they're here. They ain't going nowhere, but this false narrative that Dwayne Wade made because he married to a Hollywood Wiccan in order for her to keep her contract. Yeah, in order for her to keep her contract. Look at the name. Union. Unicorn.
Hey, dry bones. You know the old
That's
saying.
Do y'all look up their names? Their names is fake. Go ahead. What you gonna say?
You know what they say is you reap what you sow.
Yeah.
And Jamie Foxx, you know, and LeBron, and so many others, you know, who have shown
I ain't got no
life,
problem with it.
That life. That,
yeah.
that life.
Yeah, I ain't
to,
mad about
give
it.
Give your soul for the Almighty Dollar. And when you get your soul for the dollar, the master tell you better take that injection. You better be the spokesman for it. So what goes
right.
around comes around. You know, I feel for his family, and I hope everybody.
I don't even want to feel for nobody. I'm just gonna look what they did. I understand where you come from. You make a sense, the guy. But I want y'all to realize when you say these scriptures, if you really believe what you, or you factually believe what you're saying, you got power with your words. There are universal prayers against your enemies. You don't have to believe it. That's on you. But your enemies, you don't have to even do nothing because they try to see your enemy would have you killed by just saying you are what? Whatever they called you, if you are against the state. You know, you're against us for not taking. You're against us from taking the shot. That's what they was trying to pull, that they used a celebrity. Celebrity is Lucifer. What are celebrity? Stars.
Ooh.
I mean, come on, y'all. The legal should tell you this.
Come on with it.
Celebrities mean star system. I mean, come on, y'all. We've been in this shit for a long time. I just never stopped. I ain't never stopped. I ain't going to stop.
Universal Pictures.
Y'all remember when LeBron questioned the shots, right? He put out a meme, and it had Spider-Man was sick, and Spider-Man was feeling good, and it was like, you know, something about these shots with the question marks. They sent Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at him, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar called him irresponsible, and also, I mean, he had to come out and pretty much apologize, but they sent Kareem at him, and then around that same time, Kareem started getting UGG commercials. With the, you know, them snow boots and, like, look at Kareem all over the place, you know what I'm saying? And he's like, if you ever notice, they never talk about the fact that four dead little boys ended up at his house, right? They never talk about none of that stuff when they talk about Kareem. And think of a black person that had all that stuff happen that they don't say nothing about the bad stuff that he did, you know? So you got to kind of question him, his motives.
Right.
I started looking at Kareem sideways like,
Kareem went off about the shot. Like, all right, Dad, once you went off the so-called great ones, Ali and Sam Cooke, you won the greats with the Jim Brown. And you go now tell people they crazy. I'm telling y'all better be careful who y'all be watching and analyze. Because remember, when you worship a celebrity, you emanate the star system that they put for you to watch all the time. That's why they're able to get there. That's why they're able to get so many.
And nobody talked about what happened July 1st. One of LeBron's son's teammates, same thing happened to him beginning of the month, wasn't in the mainstream news. Same thing, had a heart attack. So that tells you right there, the whole team probably got vaccinated.
The whole team probably got vaccinated.
You know,
and I'm going to tell you something.
When I saw that story, I started thinking, they out there in Hollywood, they young, they probably getting high, man. Sniffing coke.
Mm-hmm.
They young, they at that age where they got all the money in the world, man. All these kids' daddies is voting.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They out driving
right,
around
yep.
in BMWs and Ferraris.
Yep.
And out
yep,
with these
yep.
young girls, you know, them white girls, they love that white girl. And, you know, they probably sniffing a little coke.
Now, I'm glad you said that. But let me ask something, because y'all all have stories on here, too. Just as much as the people, they fear people like us because they say, where they get their teacher from? We call self-aggrandized. We look at everybody and learn from them. Ain't that strange, though? They teach all about slave trade. And I went to the Slavic. I said, man, they was part of the first harems, the Slavics. You ever see how, that's why the Kardashians. The Kardashians, look at the names. Go and look up them names. They use the K. And Candace Owens, who was part of the Kardashian lower level, because she was part of modeling. One thing about Canada, I thank you, Canada. Y'all send me some shit that'd be unreal. These photo agencies are prostitution rings. When they tell your kids we're a photo agency, we can put them in, these are prostitution rings to a high level. Some of them are higher than others. Some are just beginners. She was in one of them. She was great. She was in one of them, and that's why she able to meet Kanye. See, people forget that Kanye all of a sudden came out of nowhere after he started fucking the Kardashians. So I know he and he get, and you know, it's a trick, y'all. Don't believe Kanye, y'all. You can if you want. I don't care. It doesn't bother me, my psyche at all. But I'm just warning you. It's impossible for what's taking place between them, and then you got Lamar Odom and all this shit. Just take a look at how they want you to follow them, because it's witchcraft. It's prostitution and drugs and witchcraft. Because Kanye was dating chicks that looked just like the chick. Same chick. Same look. Same everything. And Adidas, who is a magic name. I don't know how y'all don't know this by now. Adidas is a magic name. Just look at the word Adidas in Latin. It'll give you all the clues. I mean, it's a trick. They only want you to believe. They gave Kanye enough power to warn us. And after they did his warning, because that's what they do. You got to give up warning signs when the ship is going down. That's why I say the corporation is going down, because under the synonym of a ship.
Venus.
Thank you. Under a ship name. So now, here's the biggest scam for all Black America. That's why I say do not trust any Black politician. If you can, you want to, but I don't. I don't give a damn who they related to. I don't give a fuck about them. If you tell me that Israel is the only country in the past 10 years that was able to speak to both House and Congress, I'm not dumb. I had to look that up. That's not normal. That means they control America. And this is why you're going to give all your – you're not getting reparations, Black people. If you listen to any Black group telling you reparations – I refuse to even listen to anybody anymore. You got reparations in mind, go to a dumb show and spew that bullshit hoax there, because how you gonna sue the corporation? That's first of all. That's the first thing I'm asking. Who you gonna sue? What corporation entity you gonna sue? Because you ain't suing America's bankrupt. So shut the fuck up.
Khazar was a semi-nomadic ethnic that lives in the north part of the Caucasus Mountains on 6th century. They were one of the Turkic family which established the Khazaria Khaganate in 7th century due to the fall of the Western Gokturk. In the 8th century, many of the Khazars who practiced shamanism finally converted to Judaism. The Khazars have a good relationship with the Byzantine Empire, but having conflicts with the Arabians. Until the 9th century, the Pekuneg ethnic invaded the Khazaria Empire. This makes the Khazarians turn weaker. The Khazaria Empire falls when the Kievan Rus ethnic, under Volodymyr the Great, which is also defeated the Volga Bulgars. After the fall, the Khazar finally disappeared from the history. However, is that really the Khazars disappeared after the fall? There were some theories that may help us to determine where are the Khazars now. Some theories stated that the Khazars were not disappeared. Instead, they're migrating to the west and forming the parts of the core of the Ashkenazi Jews population in Europe. According to an Israeli-born genetist, Aaron L. Haig, he found that the Ashkenazi Jews are the European Jews. They only have 3% similarity compared with ancient ancestors, which connected them with the other ethnics in the Middle East. This means that the DNA of the Ashkenazi Jews can be detected from an ancient Ashkenazi. Some Ashkenazis converted to Judaism before migrating to the Middle East for establishing a Jew country there. According to Aaron, an Asian DNA is also found in an Ashkenazi Jews. So it can be determined that an Asian DNA is actually the Khazar DNA, which converted to Judaism. Therefore, it was said that the Khazar Jews have been absorbed into the Ashkenazi Jews. This means that the Khazars were only disappeared from the history, but not for their people. Some of the Khazars were also assimilated with Turkic and Cumans. There were some figures which possibly the Khazars have been absorbed into the Ashkenazi Jews, such as Karl Marx, Albert Einstein, Adolf Hitler, Mark Zuckerberg, and many more.
Now, right there, right there. Now, they did the same thing that Brother Kwame told you about. I don't know how many of y'all looked it up. The Geno Program, I mean, on PBS, a hell of a series. They said the Khazar, and did it, of course, you can't see it on here, but if you just look up the name, and you will see it's in Ukraine. It's in Ukraine, everybody. It's in Ukraine, everybody.
Governor Illinois.
Yeah, thank you. It's in Ukraine. Now, you just heard him say, Mark Zuckerberg, Karl Marx, these are communists. Now, I don't know how dumb we could be, because I got to say, because that might be why, now, I'm going to go to the dark side right now. I told you, Darth Vader is for real. I sometimes you think about it, you say, well, damn, if the people this dumb, and these heard what they would say, they must have went to them and said, you know, your people, if you got a dumb population, you know, you can't succeed. Everybody kind of realized that handicapism is kind of bad. And, you know, if you ain't got the proper people to take care of, it could be ugly. Now, just think about how they could present this to people. And we could might just get rid of everybody. You have more tax base to deal with, and you can maneuver the money to what you need if you just like, kill off a certain percentage of people. A person could be easily swayed this way because you think about it. Think about it now. I'm just going to put this in your mind. It may not be what you want to think, but this is what is. This is reality. 101. This is fact. They already got you thinking that it's already too many people when that's a lie. They really do. They got, because what they do is they put you in an urban area to make it look like you're overpopulated. That's on purpose. When you got all this land in the middle, Florida, tons of land in the middle. Somehow, ain't nobody trying to develop on that shit because that's
Tennessee.
Hell of a, yeah. So I'm thinking to myself, I said, well, damn, if they got the people to think it's overpopulated and got them on an agenda where a chick said, let's not have no babies. Think about this now. Let's not have no babies, y'all. The women say, don't have no babies. We want you to kill the babies. That's what Barbara Singer said. I'm relating everything we learned today into reality. They said, I don't think they should have babies at all. And then you got a political party who is promoted and you act like you don't see it. Now, all you, I got to do because I told you it's a baby-killing cult. It's Molag, the Bohemian Grove. I didn't learn this shit for nothing. The Bohemian Grove, the Owl, Molag. Sacrifice. You just heard it say the eunuchs were cutting their dicks off to the god. It didn't say to the god. It said to the goddess.
Because of the climate crisis, we only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies.
Now, right there, anybody hearing that from a universal meeting?
That's your beyond with them, meat.
Yeah, right. Now, I don't even know the tough part. We played that for how many years now since Alexander Cortez whatever that bitch name is, went and got in power. That was her first meeting in Europe. Her first meeting in Europe was that type of talk. Now, I play it, but I look at black people, they so wanted to be on Facebook. You heard Mark Zuckerberg is a Khazarian, and you on Facebook all day. So I said to myself, man, I would have to actually kill a lot of family members, so I can't go along with that program. If we was going along with who would be dubbed in this death cult scenario, we would be killing a lot of our own family members. So we can't do that.
Neighbors.
Everybody. I mean, you could say I'm a liar. Why don't y'all go look it up and then bet me if I'm right? Because, I mean, you can put the cash up. I'll do 500 at a time if you want to. Bet me I'm right. I give you all day to prove I'm right. I'm factually correct from y'all. Because I figure if I'm going to come on y'all, the dry bone, I got to, because they're going to come at me. And guess what? Now, y'all going to tell me y'all can hear this all. I mean, the bitch made a goddamn meeting on eating baby. When have you ever heard this in your life? A political meeting about eating dead people and baby. I said, man, if that don't even shock them, man, I'm nervous now. Because you got people in Buffalo, here, Georgia, Missouri, Detroit, everywhere I've been, Baltimore, I go all day long. They never even heard this. Never even heard it. So a remnant, y'all should be blessed. Y'all remnant heard a meeting that was given by this chick that ain't even on. I said, they're going to take this off. It's hard to find this now. I tell people all the time, I said, luckily I got to go back to the other computer, because I'm going to tell you something about computers, y'all. I hope y'all can help me with this. Computers go out. You got to now go back into them, get the hard drive with the little stick and the stick and go get it all out. Now, the thing about these computers is they go dead, but they still alive. They're still alive. That's what I tell y'all. All they need is electricity. Imagine what Brother Kwame has been saying. How long, Brother Kwame? You've been saying it forever. They have had so many solar flares that going to fuck up our area. Now, it could be hot for a minute, but it's actually getting cold. You know why I said it's getting cold? Because some geologists, lucky for people who love these facts, they went out to, it's a wall of ice around the whole earth. Now, I can't prove it. I suggest y'all go online, give me y'all thoughts. It's called Wall of Ice. Everybody who said flat earth is a lie, I don't know. Because guess what? Airline pilots do not register beyond those demarcation. They call it demarcation lines. Ask them if they go beyond. See, because everything on the UN is on flat earth. Those the UN shows you flat earth, all the geometrical situation within, and under a reef of fascism. By you believing that tells me you ain't that bright. Because for them to have reefs around this shit, that's a fasci symbol. That means complete control of government. So obviously, by people hating the white man so much, you do not recognize alien attacks. Now, we going to go alien now. I told you something. Now, it's going to be Tommy, I'll never talk in a minute. I'm going to tell you, go ahead, right? I've been saying, sometimes I'm skeptical. I will say, like, I know they could make it up, because Stanley Kubrick's daughter was on a talk show who they said that the fake moon, they couldn't possibly go to the moon. So let's be honest with that one. Everybody might want to believe it, but why ain't you there now if you was at the moon? You should have been proceed that. So obviously there's a scripture called Prison Planet. Look it up. They used to call him a cartoon called Prince Planet, but it was actually Prison Planet. He wore this medallion. Y'all remember Prince Planet? I don't know if y'all that old enough to see this cartoon with anime. Who knew anime was Japanese? See what I'm saying? That's how you know how they sold us out. That reparation was a fake. It was about giving homage to the Japanese government for going along with Pearl Harbor. Okay. I don't even want to go there because it's too far to tell people. if y'all think they actually blew off the hydrogen bombs, think about that again. And you know those people in Japan. You see how they got these people in control? Would y'all really want to live like Japanese? Think about it, y'all in America. Would you want to live like the Koreans, small, even though it's coming, because small homes, tiny homes, container homes, all that's part of the process, which my mind is saying, we're going there, I'm going that route. I told y'all earlier, we're going to talk deep down. I told y'all I'm into sex hotels and sex robots, because down here, the sex hotels are profitable as hell. Them bitches got super, the Spanish people getting rich off of hotels. I don't care what y'all got to say, because y'all ain't got the hotels. And so ain't no way to listen to y'all. So I know they got them, and they rich. And people go in there, all people go in there. And the question with me is, most of the people today, I look at statistics, y'all ain't even have enough sex to even make a decision on what the sexual revolution should be. So the people who make the decision is the pimps and the hoes. Y'all not fucking enough to be determining who was fucking. I mean, if you do fuck, that's your business. But I'm talking about the sex trade, the sex fucking game is so profitable, you ain't trying to stop it because the politicians is in it. So you can't stop. You ain't trying to stop it. Let's be honest. Black people ain't not trying to stop shit. The Haitians ain't trying. I'm going to talk to the Haitians today because, you know, Haitians are all on the news here in South Florida. You know, they're killing people and kidnapping the motherfuckers. And, you know, the Haitian community here, really, much as I love them, because my brother Harold, I've been, women love everybody. I have integrated into these everything here. And even though they know they people are, they in America, they happy as hell. They living way better than them. So I'm going to show you how comfort is. You heard the comfort in? That's why it's Masonic. Comfort in. You want to feel comfortable, don't you? That's the human nature. You really don't care about, just be honest, everybody. You don't have to tell me. Don't tell me because I ain't God. But tell yourself, because this whole thing is about thyself. You know you don't give a damn if somebody, it ain't affecting your shit yet. The only time a motherfucker gets upset is when his shit gets fucked with. That's when you get
immigration situation in Chicago.
Right.
Now they all up in
arms. Right, right. That's not even fool ourselves no more. There's no need to play with this no more. You know psychologically, if you able to eat every day, that's the whole game of beating the New World Order. It doesn't affect you at all. Now, Brother Tariq, I can't call. I'm on the same. Brother Tariq from Cali calling me. He must can't get in. I can't do nothing about it, brother. I can't because it won't let me get on the set. I'm on my phone. But I'm just saying this to y'all. Because the lines are open. And I know y'all listening because I ain't stopped one of y'all. I just think we should stop playing the game of that you know that your worst enemy is the people around you. All you got to do is look at a homicide on ID channel. The number one homicides are people you know. That's just a fact. So you're not gonna be killed by no white supremacist group. That's a bunch of bullshit. You ain't that era is done.
That's
you might get
like
killed
down
by,
here in Memphis, bro. The blacks outnumber the whites. It was the 62%
right.
Black, 27% white.
Right.
So
right. So what fool would believe that unless you don't know?
20 people running for mayor. Yeah. That don't get me started on that.
Right. Now, Chief Judge Joe Brown, I love the brother. He come on our program, your family. He don't come on mine, but he come on Antoinette. After Antoinette, she got him. But my thing is this.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to be a podcast host trying to tell me you're running for mayor. That ain't going to work. Now, you can talk a lot of shit you want, but that ain't going to work. That means you ain't going to win. I can tell you, Brother West, you can believe that shit you want. That's on you. I don't tell nobody what to believe. I'm not believing that shit, especially what I've been through. He ain't running for no mayor being on a podcast. Nah, man, you got to be on the road. You got to be talking to out there. You got to be out there. He ain't going to win. Whoever going to win, y'all, people in Memphis better take a good look at it because Chief Judge O'Brown, I already foresee it. He ain't winning at all. He was on Fox.
Well, Benjamin Crump came out and picked his candidate, and he's tied in with the NAACP. So I forgot his name, but I wouldn't be surprised if he ended up winning. You know, but like I said, I keep y'all updated.
But Who winning? Who you say winning?
The guy Benjamin Crump recommended for mayor.
Right. No, that angle. Right, right. Because Crump is part of the Boule. He's the only.
Yeah.
Now, I'm gonna show y'all something. How dumb people got to be. I can't answer the phone because y'all. I'm the only one on the phone. That's why I say, Brother Kwame, he must have got cut off. I have nothing to do with that. I can't do that right now. But all I can tell you is, ain't no way Crump could be on everything. Haven't y'all even thought about that at all? How is this guy? He's the only lawyer the fucking NAACP got. Ain't nobody else. I mean, how you everywhere, dude? And they don't win. All they do is shut you up. Now, I don't mind being, again, the families, you make the decision. That's your thing. I'm saying I have not been put in a situation. I've not been put in a situation where I can make a judgment like that. But whatever I'm noticing, I'm only going to do what I've seen in Florida, do the Trayvon Martin. The dude who killed him got off.
He sounds illiterate, like he's not that bright.
Well, he bright. Don't play yourself. He bright. He bright enough to keep getting that money.
But
he bright.
That's the whole thing. He does all the high profile cases. That ain't no.
That's how he do.
Intelligent thing that he has in. But he's in with the Boule, and they can get him in there. But what I'm saying, when you sit there and just have a conversation, watch him in an interview, he doesn't sound like that very smart attorney that you know that's.
Well, I'm gonna tell you about what I can only speak for my area. Now, I never heard of Crump, but William Gary here in Florida was considered big. I don't see him hanging with William Gary either. Now, William Gary, I don't know what he's doing, but y'all look at William Gary of Florida, and all Lakeland know I'm talking about. Lakeland know that's the area he came from. Very prominent dude, but I don't know what happened because William Gary is not even seen to be. You would thought William Gary would have got that case with Trayvon, but he didn't. They gave it to this dude. Now, I know why now, after extensive looking at everybody talking, but all I'm saying is for a guy to be everywhere, it's impossible to be everywhere. That means that he got a lot of money behind him. You can't travel everywhere comfortable. That means you're flying. You got to be pampered. They give you everything so you won't be stressed out. You can't be stressed out in flying because flying can make you stressed out if you're on the regular level. But if you ain't on the regular level, you're flying without any interruptions. You're going to the best. They making sure he does that because he's everywhere. It's impossible. So the money game is on him. But he's not going to do nothing for you. He ain't going to do nothing for you. Yeah, he got handlers. All he's doing is making the money. He's what I told you. He's Jehovah. He's small G God. That means he is there to cover things. Falling, that's why that movie, they made the term Olympia Black to stop the drones, to stop the clones. Now, who was that? Olympia Pope.
Wow.
I told y'all, don't play with the dry bones, bro. We all leave the, I've been watching Twilight Zone all my life. I said, this got to be, I love this show. It's the real shit. That shit. Olympia Pope. Remember, the code word for a la Tyrone, where the clones would do the opposite, was Olympian back. Olympia. Remember Olympia Fallen in the movie with Denzel, with what's his name? Morgan Freeman. Olympia Fallen, all this bullshit. They giving you the magic words in Hollywood. Hollywood is designed because everybody in Hollywood is from Casaria. That's why I played that. Now, here's how I know I can't trust the black community any longer. And you can do what you want. That's on you. I had not tell you what to do. But any group that you just heard Mark Zuckerberg was brought to the congressional hearings to say that they was used to hide the emails and everything, that you had something aversive to say, you was being blocked, and he went on there and said yes, and y'all still love this shit? You know you're going to get it. You know you're going to get it. You got to get it. Ain't no way you're going to tell me you're going to love the dude who sabotaged. They actually gave you. That's why I say, man, I'm going to tell my brothers and sisters out there when we have our secret talk. I said, be careful of our people. be careful. They're the ones that is the major energy for this destruction. Couldn't happen without them. Couldn't happen. Think about it though.
Now you got the major, far as the damn social media sites, the fake ads, whatever. Elon Musk, Twitter, Zuckerberg, Facebook.
They tell you the man said he was the Khazars. He Khazarian. He married an Asian. He ain't married nobody even. Now he actually broke the rules of them and less money involved. See, because they supposed to only marry their own self. But see, when money involved. Now they didn't get that on their own, man. Now I'm going to try to tell people.
Their wife is Asian, right?
Right. That's my point. Thank you. See, thank you. That's why I love y'all. I said, I just look at comparisons. It's called living vicariously through the eyes of others. I can look through other people's lives and see what maybe I should do and maybe what I can do. That's how we got to do it. But I said, Dave Chappelle ain't even married to a black woman. He supposed to be defending me? What kind of dumb nigga would believe Dave Chappelle for you? And he got an Asian wife.
And a deal with
you
Netflix.
That's very common.
What kind of dumb nigga?
They got this
group
of Jews. They got this group of Jews.
Mm-hmm.
They call Baghdadi Jews or Arab Jews, right? They come from where we would call Iraq today. And they are some of the richest Jews, bro. They run all of the trade in Europe. In Asia.
Right.
Over in China, they call Kadores. The Kadori,
hold on.
That's the name of the family.
You said Baghdad. Did you say Baghdadi?
Yeah, they're Baghdadi Jews.
Okay. Now, you might not know what you just said. Hold on. You might not know what you said.
But that's why
I tell
people.
The family
names is Sassoon. You ever heard of Vidal Sassoon and all that
Of
stuff?
Course.
Yeah.
Sassoon was with the Asian.
They own Hong Kong.
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, yeah. Because Sassoon was working with the Chinese dude, and the Chinese dude was bringing the opium. But hold on. You just said Baghdadi. Yeah, you go to show me. I told you. We got to look at everybody. Didn't Trump say he killed Baghdadi?
That was Al Baghdadi.
Names don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing to me.
I'm laughing because you connected them two things together, brother.
Yeah, yeah. See, Baghdadi, L is A-L. And the other is E-L. Same thing. L-D means Adonai, and E-L means Elohim. Okay, so we ain't playing with you. See, I told you we can't trust nobody.
Bombs over Baghdad.
Yeah, bombs over Baghdad. We can't trust nobody. See, that's the problem. The Dr. Claude Edison, I know some of y'all don't like him, but I like him. I see him a few times. He's a sincere guy, an old cat. I met him when he was getting there, older. But he wasn't old, but he was getting there. He said, you don't find ourselves until we study our enemies. And I said, man. That's deep. I never heard that before, so it made sense to me. I said, well, damn, I need to know who don't like me. If I had more power over who don't like me, no more than, because we know more than the people. Y'all do too. Y'all know more than the actual immigrants that come here of their own country. Their country made them dumb too. It's universal. But man said, the dog thing, that's why they made that man make a curriculum. What's the name of my brother? You still with us? You gone. You might be gone, because everybody's got kicked off, goddamn. He said, Prevar, start the P. Prevar, you already know him, brother, because you read the what's name, that book, the travel stop. That's part of the thing, travel stop.
Pavlov,
the Pavlov thing. All y'all got to do is look at Pavlov, and you will see that you will have suspect to give your kids to the curriculum if you do that. But you don't do that, so that's why it's hard to get you to do it, because we did it. That's why we homeschooled. Luckily, I had somebody who was energized the same way at that time to do that, because it doesn't, the energy of that thinking must be together. Otherwise, you'd be battling with the person about you taking her out that school and she don't want them in it. So luckily, we had that. That's a blessing. So when you homeschool the kids and you got the two entities or one at the time, the other, you can make some great shit, because now you are uncut. You ain't got the fake. You could teach these kids what you need to teach them if you're doing the right thing with them. Now, the thing with this is the school system, which we was brought in, they taught us just like animals. I have to admit now, because the teachers that was really good, they could not, they didn't want to, you know, they was on the curriculum. We didn't know that now. Now we do. These teachers was you know, they had houses. They had mortgages. They were considered the middle class. That's what made them susceptible to control. There was no middle class in the rest of the world, y'all. Do y'all understand that? Do y'all understand that, y'all? There was no middle class.
Randy Weingarten, she's the president of the American Federation of Teachers Union, member of AFL-CIO.
And she with them, full blast. She is Illuminati. She with the whole LGBTQ because she in now, and she's Jewish. Kazar, I'm not going to say Jewish. Kazar, because the Jewish word is no J. It's a magic word. If y'all don't know it by now, ain't our fault. It's no such thing as Jew. There's no J in their language at all. So that's on you if you keep saying it. But anyway, long story short, we about to take us more because we still got time. I got to think we got before they try to take us off. I don't know if they're going to do now. But let's just say this. Tell everybody right now, we might have to change these formats. Because if they got this much control to cut these shows off, and I don't know, tell Bev and all them who I know y'all, and all the rest of all this, but Pygmy and Antoinette, you know, Antoinette, look at what they did. They changed the format. It's not the same. And the reason why I see that, they let you know, when I see stuff like this, that lets me know how close we getting. Because they don't even warn us. We pay these people for this service. And no email, nothing. We just change you to a new service. And that service, I'm going to look it up. They're going to give me the information when I find out where it's located, where if it's offshore, inshore. If this connected to China like our jobs are, I can't speak for y'all, but all intelligentsia, China is the software in Florida. So all them talking this shit about the Green Deal, if we took DeSantis, I'm going to tell y'all something right now. It's going to be a hell of a war here. I hope y'all ready. I hope y'all do believe. I don't want to say that. Believe. Man, I hope y'all know this is coming in this time frame of generation. Your kids, if you die off, your kids are going to experience it. So that's you too. Because you either you're going to prepare them or you're not. That's all I can tell you. You want to keep lying to your kids, tell them all this shit you believe is real. Some of the shit you believe, y'all know, is made up. Just like I just showed you, gender fluid. That's made up by a white man. And yet, our kids are listening to music telling them that gender fluid is great. And you, I'm sure you have no more control of your kids now. Not speaking to all y'all online, but I'm just telling you the generality of what I'm seeing through statistics. The parents are losing control of their kids. Don't you know when somebody robbed a Kia in Buffalo? Because Kia's being robbed all through Buffalo and New York State. That's open season now. They got to go to somebody's house. When they do get killed for being dumb, you know how old they are? 18, 15. And they got to go to somebody's house. So these parents, now, here's where it's going to be dangerous for all you dumb people. Because one day, people are going to get tired of you dumb motherfuckers. And then Planned Parenthood is going to be your worst nightmare. Think about that one. I'm hoping we can come back. I don't know what they're doing here. I'm hoping that we can come back to the I'm gonna see what happens because they say
I broke up a carjacking ring a few weeks ago, and one of the culprits was a 12-year-old boy.
Right, he got a parent. He got a parent. Now here where good people. I'm listening. See, brother said something earlier. He said that Elijah Muhammad said this too. It didn't happen in his era, but he said that when the people do wake up, you're going to go after the people who deceive you the most. You're going to go after the preachers. All you preachers, when the economy actually collapses and the people come to you because they don't know what's going on and you tell them you can't give your money, they're going to kill you in the streets. It's going to be a beautiful scene because you deserve it. That's what I'm going to say. The Bible says you deserve it. They call you dumb dogs. Look up the scripture, dumb dog preachers. It's in the Bible. Let's punch it in. Put Bible scripture, dumb dogs. You're going to deserve it. So nobody's going to worry about it. It's coming. Teachers, you second. when they find out you went along with this curriculum, castrate, fuck up your daughter's pussies and all that, because you was trying to get a pension that's under the auspices of the Rothschild banks, you next.
Mayor of Chicago.
You next. You next. Now, the politicians ain't going to get knocked off because until we get the purge going to come. I've seen this myself. I hope y'all see it. Because sometimes I watch shit, I can just see different. The purge got to come first for the politicians. Mm-hmm. That's when the Batman movie come out. See, when the purge, so you're going to be able to kill the easy people, no problem. No problem. The preacher's going to get killed off immediately. Y'all don't even know what they put you up for. You like John the Baptist. See, you don't even know what John the Baptist means. It means they're going to kill you. Now, once they go to John the Baptist and kill you first, then they go to the teachers because they're going to realize you taught their kids. They can't even read and write. I hope y'all realize, I'm not saying it'd be dumb. If you look at statistics, all school systems in the black community are failing.
LeBron James school that he opened in Ohio, what, 3 years in a row?
They can't read. Jay, you said that. They can't read.
Mm-hmm.
They can't read.
Right.
They can't do math.
Kids can read books, man. I'm just telling you, it's all video, computer,
right.
Computer.
Now,
computer.
YouTube.
Their AI
right.
is the handler for the new children.
Now, the AI is the handler. Now, you said, now, hold on. Don't go nowhere. Just go what you just said. She said, how many times a day? I'll be listening. You said the handler was AI. Ain't nobody commented at one time. I said, man, they skipping over the major. The handler is AI. They're going to make the handler AI. You know why? It takes away human responsibility. See, they are complete. They said the humans are now not responsible. They're non-responsive. They have not responded any. That means you comatose. That's why they call you the walking dead. When you can be comatose in a body, and the people that are going to be in more danger, I hate to say this, but I got to. God damn. Okay. Okay. When the shit happens, most people are going to band together, and you're going to kill the dumb, crazy people. You're going to kill them. Ain't no doubt about that. You're going to knock them off. You're going to do whatever you can to live. The people who are thinking, the conscious people, the ones still conscious on Earth. The drones, which is in a Star Wars movie. That's why I say, I don't know what y'all been watching. I mean, a Jedi Knight. Does that make sense to y'all? Jedi. What does Jedi Knight mean to y'all? It means Knights Templar. Will y'all please look up this shit, please? Jedi means Knight Templar. Go ahead. Please, go ahead. Thanks.
Remember that episode of Doctor Who when he went into the future where it was a quiet society where it wasn't even no noise, people weren't even talking to each other for real. They were just talking to the computers and they were talking to those images. I don't know, you know, it was an episode of Doctor Who, the new one when he first had built that time machine. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we get into.
Okay, let's do this. Hold on, Brother D, because I want you to say with me, because you may say, because y'all do it, Brother D, we got to do a show on this. Please come with it, because I have gotten all the things. I got the tickets for the, I ain't going to tell you, but I got tickets for the football. We'll be there, because we got to see the champions. They might repeat. Anyway, long story short, Dr. Who been around since we was kids. And it's British, y'all. It's British. It's not U.S. It's British. And for them to know this type of knowledge, when we was kids, and now they reinvented it, because I didn't see that one now. I didn't see about, but please, if you could let me know what episode it was, I go in there because we can look it up. I've been doing what y'all been telling me to do. Yeah,
it was that movie.
I mean,
it was the movie. It was the movie.
Okay.
The Doctor Who movie.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, send it to me, because Doctor Who, now think about it. That name, Doctor Who. Now, I love music. You remember they had a band called The Who?
Yep.
Roger Daltrey. Who loves you? Who? I said, damn, they was better than us. But you know what? But I watched their documentary, And that's what I love about these people when you do the documentary. You know who they gave their homage to? You know who the Who gave their homage to? Muddy Waters. I said, God damn, Mississippi.
Wow. Yeah.
So y'all, it's all like, do we know our history at all? These people were giving us homage. And then we get
it was the same thing with the Rolling Stones. They gave homage to all the blues players and stuff like that. A lot of people don't know that.
Right. And then we go here and we argue with people who is homaging us, and because there's another agenda. And I gave y'all the agenda. I told y'all. I want y'all go up. I'm going to tell y'all. I shouldn't even tell you. But anyway, just look up the prayer against the Khazar. Now, I'm just telling y'all, y'all better start praying in your own way. I don't give a fuck how you pray, but you better take the spell off us that we won't go into the matrix. Because I'm telling you, do not reduce your TV. Fox is already gone. When you watch Fox, because I do, I spy on everything. Fox got European, they got Piers Morgan, and they got a new one. They under British control because the owner is British. So I'm just putting that out there. The owner's British. There's no way a British company should own a country's media, because you can't, I guarantee you, BT can't go nowhere on its own without pirating entities. There's no way. BT is a fucking fake corporation. There's no such thing as BT. I don't even want to hear from a black person. I can watch the shows just to have fun with people, but in reality, I have no respect for BT. BT is owned by BlackRock. Ever since Brother D told us, all y'all been on telling us all this, you think we just talk, we look this shit up, we got people, not just me, people looking this up. This shit is impossible for you to be this dumb. It tells you themselves that you were not, they're not even in prayers. Okay, just to show you how dumb people are, you think Magic Johnson, A's ass, was able to buy the Commanders without being in the Illuminati? Come on, let me hear from y'all. I got your number. You think this nigga could buy a fucking Washington team? He ain't even from Washington. He's from, I don't know where he's from, because he played in Michigan. He played in Michigan. Okay. The same playbook. Who were the Germans? Now, he got A's.
So did Draymond Green. What is same number? One wore 32. The other one wore 23.
Yeah. I don't like, I'm going to tell you right now, I like sports, but I like Draymond Green is toxic in a lot of ways. He might be a good ball player. Okay, that's great. I don't know him good, so I really can't say I know him. He might be a great dude if I knew him early in his life or knew him, you know, could get to know him. I don't know, but I just know what he personified on the media, which is wicked. But anything, if you're on the media, I told you it's an acronym. Look at the media acronym. Put it in media acronym, and you will see what it means. It's the most evil entity. So, see, they're going to take us off. They give me 10 seconds. I heard 10 seconds. See, this is how you know. I have no more control. I told you they're going to take us off the air.
Riff said, maniac European devils in action.
There you go. So for him to be that destructive, because they would have had a three-peat if he didn't. He might have been told to go against Durant, because they would have had three championships.
He's with Clutch Sports. He's with LeBron's sports agency.
Right. He with LeBron.
A lot of people
because,
are speaking out against that.
Right, because LeBron is part of the Chinese entity. Now, LeBron is weeping what he said. That's why I say, you niggas could love LeBron. He can suck my... I don't give a fuck about LeBron. LeBron is a basketball player, y'all. If I let a basketball player dictate my thought pattern, I'm an idiot. That bitch is paid and brought for. I ain't got that type of handlers. He got real handlers. Clutch Sport, the motherfucker go marry Adele. He dating Adele from England. Show you who he connect to. That means he's part of the Grand Orient Lodge of Trade, meaning he's with the Silk Trade. Agenda.
Rich Paul.
So, yeah. Because his new goes straight to Adele. I was like, Adele? That ain't even the finest white woman on earth. Well, you just met her. All these hoes on the earth, you going to go with Adele? Come on, man. This shit is weird. Now, I'm going to tell you. Y'all don't like to talk about, if you're on this program, go to any other program, But we're going to bring the facts. We ain't going to bring emotional, even though emotional is involved. I want you to know something. Dr. John Money, those dudes that was talking about how they cut the dick off, guess whose show they was on when they first made their announcement? Oprah. Go look it up. Put Oprah and John Money. Go ahead. Do it. Do it. Do it. Go ahead. Put Oprah and John Money. Now, I told y'all, Oprah is a high-level witch lesbian. I don't care. If women want to do that, that's fine. It's all what Wonder Woman about. I ain't got no problem with that. The goddess syndrome. I don't have no problem with that. But Oprah is about killing the kids. How do I know? I listen to what people say. Now, she had a school in South Africa. Just like I said, homeboy had a school, LeBron school. Y'all giving all these accolades and they can't read, they can't do math? Really? Really? And then you go, Oprah get open school first before LeBron, and they get molestation and rape charges and all that. Ain't nobody backlash because black people, I hate to say this, but when you are the first clones, well, we are the first clones, that means you are able to be susceptible to any ideology because you're a clone. That's why that movie, Tyler on a Clone, because I looked at that show good. I said, look at this shit. Because Jamie Foxx is legitimately a tool. I have no love for him either. But y'all can't. I mean, it don't bother me. Y'all do. We ain't worshiping no Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx deserved what he got. Cameron Diaz, see, when you fucking pussy and the pussy don't come see you in the hospital, you a sacrifice. Where the pussy at? Where Cameron Diaz at? She fucking him. She ain't going to see. Why she ain't made a statement? Where she at in all this? She gone. She's a witch. She's a high-level Wiccan. And I know y'all don't understand that Wiccan shit, but maybe if you look it up, it's real.
You can't tell about these people being Wiccans
I don't care. That's why we do this show. If they want to hear on this show, right? That's why you got to bring them over here because you can't tell them in the real. You can't the Matrix. You ain't gonna tell them. That's why you got to start inviting people into the spell chamber.
I'm gonna tell you. I was talking about Tyrone, and then my best friend, which is my sister, I call her my sister, first thing she said, I don't know why that they're calling Jamie Foxx a clone. I mean, come on. He's older now. He's this and that. I was like, okay, Shireen, don't say nothing.
Okay.
Go along with
the yeah.
Go along.
Go along slow. Right, right. Well, you know how to travel now through people. That's how you just go through people. You know who to hit and stay with? When you see a dummy, transcend out. You don't want to stay in the body of a dummy or the mindset of a dummy. Hey, let them go. Keep going. Because she's still going to love her, but you got to stay on a dumb level. It's like you got an energy level. Ain't no need spending all your energy for that. So you go to the next level. So her level is she can't believe it. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all can do a trick if y'all want. Look up the movie with Jamie Foxx before he made that movie. Go to Google. Put it in Jamie Foxx since he's been sick. You look at his eyes. Do they look the same to y'all? I did it.
No.
Somebody said, look at him. He's a clone. I said, okay, let me go do my research. Let me put in the thing. Because you got facial recognition that he don't not look. Luckily, people got the technology. Well, that's why I love some white people. Some white people got the money, and they go find it and make it. And I love y'all white people who do that, man, because y'all were slaves first. So you know what it'd be to be. You know, at least you know. Because if you were a slave first, and you could say, well, damn, I'm going to blame all these motherfuckers. But think about it. Jamie Foxx does not look like the same Jamie. Now, y'all said the same thing about Dave Chappelle.
Hey, drop on.
Yeah.
You got to forget about that fucking makeup. Now that fucking makeup a beast now. He ain't had his makeup on. We probably seeing him
now.
Wrong.
Right.
Know
now. That's a good point. Now, all I'm going to say is, just look at Jamie Foxx. images before. You can look at with makeup, with, but I'm saying before this movie. Look at Jamie Foxx for the movie, and then look at him now. Don't look at him with the movie. I said look at him before the movie, and then look at him now that he's been claiming he don't, you know, I said, the eyes don't look the same. Now, y'all can look at him. Now, again, makeup make a lot of difference. Now, I didn't see that. Somebody turned me on. I said, let me look at it. Because y'all the ones that made me see the movie. I don't care. I don't look at a lot of these movies because, again, most of them are the same story regurgitated into different people's eyes. So, I mean, it was the same movie. It was Three the Hard Way, Pimp Ho. It was all that together. But the same token, if the man is telling me, y'all still hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. If that man is able to, hold on, let me go there. Okay, there we go. Okay, that man was able to make that movie you're absolutely right, but never go on the look of the movie. Go to just Jamie Foxx regular and just look at him and put them two together and tell me what you see, because it does look like something ain't right. I'm like, wait, that damn Foxx looks kind of strange. That was brought to my attention. I ain't saying anything, I can prove it, but I just say, just look at it, what y'all think. But that movie,
he looked different, but the makeup still, I just have to take that into account because, you know what I'm saying? But you never know in Hollywood how
I don't know. I'm glad you made that.
If he had strokes, then he would be
right. I'm not, as again,
I'm
agreeing with y'all.
Sure, that Kanye West that exists today, that ain't the same person. Yo, he got on shoulder pads. He looked lighter. He put on weight. He's not the same Kanye West that was on.
Now
sure, man,
again,
that's
same thing with Dave. Right. That's what I say. I'm not sure. All I'm saying is there is a lot of talk outside of what we're doing. Same thing we're doing. We just adding fuel to the fire that we seeing that this concept of being cloned is not no more a dream no more. It's reality. It's not like we making this up no more. Like, oh, back in the day, we could say, well, they cloning. I people look at me crazy, even though you see clone movies. No, these people have said they clone it, and they got the technology. Michael Jackson was invested. Clone A. That's right. You remember. You know. Now, I just want y'all to know because, you know, y'all bring the show. Those of you listening, I just want you to listen to where Clone A is located. I go down to while y'all talking, I'm going down to –
Can I break it down? Let me get it to him.
Go ahead.
It's in the Bahamas down there, in Haiti, and the islands down there, right?
Correct.
The Clone A is down in the islands, in the
Bahamas. That's right. In the Bahamas. That's right.
Look at all these so-called movie stars and rappers. Don't they, all of them got some type of background from down there in the islands now?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody, all of them down there. Nicki Minaj, all the motherfuckers, Busta Rhymes, everybody got a background from down there somewhere.
Right there. Now, I'm just telling y'all, he absolutely hit it on a 100% tile right there. I know these, but I was going to back him up, of course, you know, because I know a lot of people say, I hate to hear them talking. See, all you are skeptics. Talking to you skeptics out there listening for the first time. And if y'all send this show out, guarantee y'all gonna say this. Y'all probably never heard this in your life. Clone A is real. Now, he brought this up, and guess how long this has been going on? I want y'all for the first time, for those of you, I see some numbers on, for the first time, you never heard this. Tell others that if you would even doubt that we saying like, oh, they crazy, niggas crazy. I know y'all been hearing that. It's so good to know that you ain't lying to yourself. Like, you know, it's like, it doesn't feel good to know that you actually due diligence. You went and found out that you ain't the crazy one. The people who don't know, is the crazy.
Thinking Journal, continue.
It's the same Doctor Who episode you were talking about.
Well, we're
going to
continue our discussion
called
of the concept of human cloning today. Joining us in our studio and testifying on the Hill today is Bridget Boisselier, who is scientific director for a private company called CloneAid. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation.
Sure. Tell us first what CloneAid is and what the company is working on right now.
Okay. So CloneAid is a private company. We founded that 4 years ago, got the funding to really have a lab last August. And so now we have three scientists working almost full-time in a lab here in the United States with the major goal for us to produce a human embryo by human cloning.
Why do you want to do it?
There are several reasons. The first one is that what am I doing myself is just because I think I had to do it. 4 years ago when I heard all the establishment saying this is so bad and all these things, I said I have to do it and show that this is only a baby. A little baby, the belated twin of an individual. And that's it. It's not a monster. It's not all, you know, what we have been hearing so many bad things about this baby. And so we decided to do that 4 years ago. Now we are on the verge to have this first embryo.
And when do you suspect it will happen?
I don't want to be rushed into saying a date. What I'm saying is that we are in the process of doing it. We will check every possible defects before, so we'll need to make sure that the embryo is completely viable and before doing any implantation. So the soonest we could have an implantation is mid-April. It could be in a year from now because we want to make sure that this baby is completely and perfectly healthy.
As we did yesterday with our segment on human cloning, we'll be taking plenty of calls over these next 40 minutes, and we will leave the phone numbers on the bottom of the screen for Democrats, Republicans, and others. Our guest for this segment is Bridget Boisselier, who is a scientific director for a company called CloneAid, also is a visiting assistant professor of chemistry at Hamilton College up in New York State, and we'll point out that she has a PhD in
New York State again. New York State.
Chemistry, and you are from France, correct?
Right.
And working here in the U.S. now. You're going to be testifying on Capitol Hill today.
Yes.
At a hearing that we will be covering on this issue. What are you going to say?
I'm going to talk about the babies. I'm going to talk about the parents-to-be, and the father of the baby we are trying to clone, and what are his motivation. And I will read a very moving letter from him to the congressman. I will also talk about my motivation and how dedicated I am to this project, whether it's done here or abroad. We will have to move. If there is any bad decision in the Congress today or in the coming future, we will have to move, but we'll move. We will not quit the project. So that's basically what I'm going to say. And I will also address basic freedom of science inquiry, and freedom of reproduction and choice of reproduction for any individual.
As we mentioned, it's a House subcommittee hearing. We'll cover it on tape due to the length of the House and Senate sessions today being live, and we'll get you an airtime on this hearing once we can figure out our overnight program schedule. We have calls coming in for Bridget Boisselier of CloneAid. Our first call from Tallahassee, Florida. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for C-SPAN, too. I would just like to say, you just used a word a moment ago. You used the word production. When we're talking about the recreation of human life, God originally set things up for insemination between man and a woman. We also have in vitro fertilization. There are many options for women who cannot bear children today. One of the most ignored options is the beautiful option of adoption. I really don't understand the whole concept or purpose of cloning. I can understand it for maybe trying to clone organs to save people's lives, but to try to create a child from cells matching an individual without the natural force of two people coming together or all the other options available that make childbirth and parenting intimate, you're going to end up mass producing.
Thank you, Brigitte. What?
No. That was on C-SPAN, everybody. Years ago, I think it was 1980s, early 80s or some shit. I'm like, you see this shit? So y'all hitting on some heavy level stuff. Think about this, the 80s. We in 2023. You don't think they showed you that movie. That was the purpose of that movie, that they are walking amongst us. That's all that was about. They got Jimmy Fox.
Yes, they are. And Clonade is affiliated with a UFO religion called Real. Right.
Real.
It's real, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Wow. Y'all look it up. Y'all look it up yourselves.
Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. That's right. Y'all, that's why I'm putting this on here, so y'all can see that we not on here just talking shit like we believe shit. We are on some factual shit here. Because obviously,
with me with Jamie Foxx, why are you in Chicago doing rehab? And I'm thinking, okay, like, what hospital do they have him at in Chicago? Because that's
right
where he first showed up.
Right, and because he picked up somebody's, they got him at some damn parade. I said, what kind of shit is he just passed out. Most people thought it was COVID. I'm saying this might not be the Jamie Foxx. That don't even make sense. I'd be like in a nice area, or maybe some beach resort getting rehab. He in Chicago? Come on, man. This shit's crazy.
The Doctor Who episode, if one thing one brother D was talking about, is called a Locopolis. The planet is based on mathematics and computers.
Oh shit! Check that out.
Once,
please send me that link.
The planet ended up blowing up because somebody had fed the computer a wrong computation. One of the math problems was off, and it ended up destroying the planet.
Now that, please send me that, so I'll watch that one-on-one immediately. Now I'm gonna tell y'all something. Everything that y'all heard today, notice, was a bad result. The two brothers, they commit suicide. He took two twins, fucked up one twin because they cut his dick off. And guess all the original Unix, I went on, man, I was in tears. I have to admit. When I hear the stories of these people who are transgender and they realize they were fucked, man, you got to go in tears. I mean, it's a bunch of them. I mean, you know, small, but just to hear, if you just listen to four of them, you're going to be in tears. Because they are now saying they was lied to. Now, you ain't going to hear that on the news because they cannot have that on the news. So that's why you know Kamala Harris, Hindu Harris, who is the Maitreya. That is the New Age movement god. The name of the New Age movement god is called the Maitreya. Look it up, the Maitreya. Once you look that up, everything will come into play. I'm trying to figure out, how can black folks watch this shit? You going to tell me she can present this type of stuff to y'all and this makes sense to y'all? Your family members? So that's how you got to judge your family now, because you say, well, damn, how dumb is my family? If they could believe this bullshit, think about it. This chick came on national TV, ain't been seen for nothing, ain't going to talk about a curriculum in Florida? Come on, y'all. And y'all okay, and y'all making major decisions from this shit? Got to be staged. It's a psyop, y'all. It's Travis Stock, 101. Travis Stock 101. They got this dumb bitch who can't read a remember, it's the same bitch that put you in jail, Oakland, California, for drugs. And now she gonna come out and say, why y'all ain't learning the rice history? Come on, y'all. How, I mean, it's hard for me because I'm like, damn, you can't be this bright to say, I could figure this out. These people can't. So you know it's a state. It's a hoax. It's a hoax. It's a hoax. No way Kamala Harris can be on TV pretending like she protecting the curriculum. It's impossible. And for y'all to believe this, think of the rest of the world, y'all. Even though y'all not a part of this, I understand, y'all not of this world, but just think of the rest of the world looking at us today, hearing this dumb bitch tell us she concerned about a curriculum in Florida. And the people in Florida is ruled by Spanish people.
Remember, just last month they was telling people, black people, to stay away from Florida because they might get
right
beat up or something because they racist and all
right
that bullshit.
Right, right. That it's all staged because I go to the beach. Everybody know me. They know we ain't mad. We see a lot. Man, I play out. Black folks ain't leaving the beach. Y'all got to be fucking kidding me. If you, that's because you ain't here. That's because you ain't traveling. If you traveled here just one time, you'd be like, that's a lie. Just ask Atlanta. Number one flight is from Atlanta, y'all. Go look it up. Georgia is the number one flight through all airlines here. Cheapest flights come straight here. So y'all lying again. That's why I hate our people, because I have to say I hate y'all because y'all liars. It'd be different if y'all just like, you know, I'm gay. Okay, we cool. Just be a liar and say, you know, it's not like you got to tell me because I need to know, but you lying to everybody. You really lying to your whole family. Like, I'm not your family. You know your people lying. Who the hell would tell somebody Dwayne Wade is scared of Florida, but he in the best press box seats in the arena? How's that sound, y'all? And y'all stupid enough to believe this shit. He in the best seats. He eating that one-on-one prime on the beach. He eating at all the best restaurants. I mean, who believes this shit? Now, those of you who are dumb, that's why I say it's scary, because, I mean, they might have me vote on TV, say, should we kill the dumb people? And I'm really going to be perplexed. I hate to say that. I might be perplexed. Because you'd be like, do we need this type of dumbness? Where a group could tell me they for black people and they married the white women. Joel B. just married his white girlfriend out of Philadelphia. Did he get beat up? Did he get spit on? Did he get called nigger? No, because he provides a service for the rich people. Well, hell no. So this is a bunch of bullshit. So, again, black folks, there is a scripture for you I will not say today, but you will have to be the ones being killed. It's like, it's impossible for you. I mean, I got the scripture. I'm going to give it to you next week. No, I won't. I'm going to skip. I'm going to give it to you. I have to wait. The time frame is coming. There's a scripture where there's no way you can even run from this. You have to be sacrificed. You are the dumbest population in America who have sold their own self out. How do you allow the Arabs to take over the neighborhood? And they're the oldest. Now, here's where it gets stupid. The group that's the oldest slave population of Africans is the Arabs. You heard it earlier. They were first to bring the eunuchs into the Middle East, all that bullshit. And they, in every black neighborhood, and you okay with that? There's not, see, white people even know they ain't the ones. White folks got enough sense. Tell me how dumb, I said how dumb you got to be. White folks got enough sense to say, okay, we're being taken over by these motherfuckers. Let's move and take over. You stay. No, you don't stay. First, you are in power. And then you allow legislation from the group you love the most to put the KKK. Because I'm no longer calling the Democratic Party. They're the KKK. Now, you can call them the Democratic Party, but they're the KKK to us on this program. You can go to other dumb programs and call that bullshit. They're the KKK. There's no other way to put it. They are the original KKK. I got the proof. I'll buy any scholar on here for some money to prove that I'm lying. That'll be the best thing. I might be my way of getting rich. Call all the dumb niggas that claim to be scholarly, and let's put in a cash app or whatever, gold account, whatever, and let me get rich off your dumb ass, please. I would love that shit. Guarantee you. Let's do it. All y'all claiming to be who you claim to be, let's have a cash off, went off. We put the money in some type of thing. Boom. And let's see if you can really hold up to a person who didn't even go to college. Christ, you know. And see if you're really that bright. Because obviously you can't be that bright to be arguing with Kamala Harris. I mean, Hindu Harris, please. She's not even black. So you are a liar from the get-go. She's not black. She doesn't. Her family has no black U.S. descendancy at all. She's Caribbean.
And how did she get in with the AKA sorority? Who let her in?
Because through pussy.
It's all bullshit.
Through hoeing. She had to fuck the mayor of San Francisco, Montel Williams. Ain't no telling how much dick she don't suck. Ain't no telling. Because remember, these guys are bitches. These bitches will fuck gangbang. They could take on a bunch of men. Yeah, see, that's what part about I'm glad I'll be doing the second show, because I can't talk this way on people who don't know what's going on, because people don't know what's going on. This sounds crazy to them. But that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. Spike Lee shows you that you got to fuck the Grand PSYOP in School Days. That's why he on TV now. And let me tell y'all something. If y'all think anybody going with Cornel West, get your dumb ass. Don't even come on here. Go to a dumb show. I don't name no shows. I'm going to say, let's go to the dumb shows. Cornel West is not winning this shit. Ain't nobody voting for that nigga who got a white wife. Not that I'm mad he got a white wife. But how are you going to tell me you suffering, you got a white wife? Did somebody beat your wife up or you? No. You living rich. You from Harvard. You able to fly around on every news anchor show. Ain't no nigga population giving you money. So where you getting the money from? So y'all got to stop. Cornel West is a fuck. All you going to Dr. I ain't going to name Dr. Bullshit. Don't come on here. Just go to please. I have no ego for you to go to numbers. It's not about numbers for me. It's about facts. Go to a dumb show and give them numbers. You're going to pay in to get one, because I'm going to pray against all you dumb niggas in a little while. Not that I got power. I'm going to tell everybody the books to look up to pray against you. Because they got the books. They know that there are books to pray against dumb people. That means enemies of yourself. Mm-hmm. Because there's no
it's
way you can tell
same
me.
People to get rid of their guns, too.
Right. Same people. Right. These people who have told you this stupid shit for all these years, and you got the nerves to go on these shows and pretend like we got unity. We ain't got no unity. You ain't got no community. You a liar. I'll go to any zip code. Let's make some money. Well, you see, that's why I know you ain't going to bet. I go to Zillow, and let me see who owns your zip code. Y'all want to have some money, see black people on their zip code? Let's have some fun. I guarantee you, nobody in New York black owns shit. These are the most egotistical niggas on the planet is New York. I'm from there. They're going to tell you they know everything and don't own shit. They are communists, plain and simple. And should be looked at first, all rappers. I'm going to tell you today, if you listen to a rapper, he going to promote you to believe this book. Let me tell you something about these rappers. They was promoting this shit about going to being the Moors and shit. And what's that one, the drummer, Mos Def. Mos Def changed his name. He got caught up in Africa because his so-called passport that he thought the Moors, you know, he went to all that bullshit, they kept him. He couldn't even get into America for months. But look it up. These niggas.
Like that chick that got caught up in Dubai.
Yeah. These niggas are phonies. First of all, you believe that Ice-T got car shield on a Lamborghini.
Wow.
Oh, shit. That's how I know you stupid. Go look it up.
Tequila,
how the
fuck
can car shield cover a Lamborghini and a Bentley?
Wow.
No, you stupid. So this is why they want to kill you. So I'm just giving you the news. You don't have to listen to me, but most people are going to get knocked off in the next 5 years for sure. It makes sense. Because who would be that stupid to believe that Ice?
But you know what? It's going to be less than
come on
that. Whoever took them jabs is already happening.
It's already happening. Let me look at the stupidity level that they're going to go to the next level. Because once you realize that you're okay with that, they're already okay with the jab. You ain't see, they going to have LeBron James. He got his son playing the piano now. He on TV now playing the piano. Bitch, you want to be a musician now? Okay, that's fine. But go look it up. They got LeBron James. He got him playing the piano now. He never did this before. He on the piano. I said, Dad, this is crazy as hell. He got his son can't play. He just doing the same old. You know, anybody can play that shit. You know, if you practice, you know, just sit there for a month, you can play that way he played. I'm saying myself, wow. And it's okay with y'all that LeBron James had y'all take the shot, because most of y'all took the shot because of LeBron James. The dumb population who is so dumb that LeBron James can convince you to take a shot. That's amazing. And you did it. And that's why they gave him the championship. They said LeBron. That's what they did. I can't say it verbatim because I wasn't really there, but I'm gonna give you my synoptic overview. They said, LeBron, mm-hmm. you do this, you do this for us, and you know, we'll set this shit up. We'll get rid of all the AB. We gonna get rid of the chick, the white chick from ESPN. They got her out of the way. They got everybody out of the way who could have said some crazy shit during that time because the shit was staged. Ain't no way Disneyland. That's why I want y'all to know Disney is the Nazis. If you don't know this by now and you still love Disney, I got to be really careful.
And you mentioned Star Wars. You mentioned Star Wars earlier. Guess who owns Star Wars? Disney.
Right. They love this shit.
Star Wars, National Geographic, Marvel.
I took my kids to Disney. I've been to Disney. Everybody been. I'm not saying I never.
I just never. See, my father wasn't really into stuff like that. And then once I got older, I was like, nah. I just never got into.
Well, you know, I lived here for some time, so yeah, right. But I live here, so it was like easy to go to Disney back in the day. Like the family pass was there. All Florida residents had great options. You know, we took advantage of it. But even to this day, I realized that Disney. Once I realized Disney was part of the pedophile ring, it kind of soured me. I said, damn. And I started looking at all the shit they was doing through people who did hell of a documentary. Not a lot of great documentaries out there about Disney. It's impossible for any person who is intelligent to tell me you believe Disney is not a pedophile ring. It's impossible because that means you either refuse to look it up.
What's not going to say scared, but what was worrisome to me that, like I said, I dated grown-ass women who wanted to go to Disney. I'm looking down the sidelines like, you really don't have a clue, do you?
Well, remember, I can't.
I'm explaining that to people, and they don't want to listen, you know?
Well, that may be, but was that, I mean, look at, what era was it? If it's recently, now remember now.
Recent.
Right. Now, I'm talking about people like myself. I haven't been to Disney in a long time, but like myself, who have been to all parks of Disney. I've been to every park of Disney. That's a fact. I mean, they did have some miraculous things that I didn't realize that they did that was German to, you say, damn, the Germans? So Tomorrowland, I mean, the president, everything was so fucking good. You're like, damn, they got the presidents talking and shit. They got some good, they had some great animation. But now that I realize, they was the experimental ground for this shit because everything was already robotic. All they had, Lincoln talking, Washington talking. You know, they had all this shit going. They had the Haunted, and now they got the Haunted House movie again. Go ahead.
Imagine all the kids that was experimented on at Disney to walk around them parks that we don't know shit about.
Exactly. Hey, thank you. See, I didn't know
that shit. Boy,
right. Right. I agree. Now, I don't know. But see, that's the part when I learned, I said, man, I got sad. Even my kids who are grown today, they haven't taken their kids because we realize that, wow. And I tell people, you got to be careful leaving your people taking your people to these music parks because as of lately, again, black people, you got to be ashamed of yourself. You know you had Disney. Go to Disney Brawl.
It's a
website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Disney Brawl. Black folks are fighting all through Disney. They're going to Disneyland to fight. I ain't making this up. They got a whole website dedicated to people fighting. And look at the number one people fighting in Disneyland is blacks. In there, fighting in front of kids.
That's how they kids getting smashed, too. Thank you.
I want y'all to go look at it. I didn't come up with this. It's a website for this shit. Disney got a website where black people is fighting each other. Taking big trips. Got a whole family reunion one day.
The sister from Buffalo and Westminster saying, it's like, how do we know we don't know that when you go to Disney, they hitting you in the head with some type of mind control weapon to get you to fight like that. Same thing on the airplane.
Again, good point. We ain't going to debate that. I just brought that out so y'all know they fighting
everywhere.
In Disney. Now, according to what I'm seeing from Disney, again, they must got a surplus of money, y'all, because Bud Light has lost billions. Targeting one, targeting this small little minority. Now, you heard what it said. It said 3.7% in that video I played earlier. That's the same. I said it was 0.03% of the population say they're gender fluid. So they are willing to sacrifice huge profits, which they already got way more than that. But they look like they, you know, just for this agenda. Why, everybody? Come on, why? Why would Bud Light be the number one beer in America? And guess who now? Modelo is now the number one beer in America. Modelo. Did y'all know that? I look up all kind of shit. Modelo. Those you drink beer. Yeah. Modelo. If y'all drink beer, Modelo. Bud Light was rolling. Bud Bow. All the contracts they had with the Super Bowl. They let a transgender character make their stock go down. Obviously, are they affected? No, because you know why? They're the Nazis. That's why Henry Ford. I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all going to look this up? Y'all want to? Our parents had jobs from GM and Chevrolet. When I went to the Nazi archives, found out GM was with them too. So these people, and guess what they did over there in Germany?
Ford financed Hitler's operation.
Ford is known to be doing it. I didn't realize GM was involved. Then I went further and found GM was involved. Now, my question to all y'all listening out there, our parents was middle class because of that. Because of those powerful entities, our parents was able to get middle class jobs all through Buffalo, Rochester, and today they gone.
Yeah.
So the legacy is not given over to the next generation. So now, what is the legacy? And y'all said earlier, influencer. What the fuck is what is it? Influence. That means gender fluid. Influencers are going to be gender fluid people. Y'all got to look at the names. Yeah, gender fluid. Now, fluid. I mean, influence. We were talking one day with I said, I would never thought that a person from YouTube could make $1 million just licking their lips like they sucking dick on a lobster. I said, damn, that's amazing. This bitch is eating lobster like she's sucking the lobster.
She's a millionaire. Right. And you see a lot of them go do these live streams for 12, 10, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 hours. And I was like, and then in some cases they do it in shifts. Who the hell can sit up there and watch a 12-hour live stream?
They think that they in prison because they're on TikTok, being lights flashing in their eyes and stuff, horns beeping, chickens clucking, and for hours getting dumped in water. These over there in the Asian areas, like, you know, I'm like, what is this? They got all kind of people doing crazy stuff at hours at a time.
Right, and I'm a little bit worried that because many of us are actually buying our kids this technology as birthday presents, Christmas presents, to keep them pacified, that this is going to be easier and pretty much the way they want it, because they want the kids to be the sacrifice. And because the parents now don't have the capacity to teach, give them an iPad. And that's what's happening. And so, again, I told you, and I'm going to say this again.
Hey, drop on. What's up with all these, you see them little tents up here where in the neighborhood they give out the free tablets now. Like, see, what's up with that?
What tablets? Say it again. We don't see that here.
They're giving out. You know, they was giving out cell phones at first for free. You know, they set up on little tents outside everywhere.
Right.
And now they're giving out free tablets. Everywhere.
Like, oh, free tablets.
Yeah,
check that out. Wow.
Yeah, that's around here.
Yeah, they're all government tablets.
They're everywhere.
They're the government tablets. They're all connected to the government corporation.
Check that out. Y'all see?
It's got to be to the Starlink because it's just free. It's just free internet. They get free cell. It's like just free.
See, again, I haven't seen that one yet.
Now,
that show to show you how fast it's rapidly going. Now, again, now, y'all in y'all own area, I can't speak for what every area go do, but I'm going to tell you straight up. I'm the mayor of Miami is with Chappie. We don't even know if it's him no more. He was on the day, and I said to myself, he don't even look like himself. They already proved that he's doing Chappie. Now, he's supposed to announce that he's Chappie. I don't know what he's doing, real ones and Chappie or not, but this goes to show you that Mayor Suarez of Miami, Florida, is part of it. Because how can this guy, I'm telling you something, y'all, believe me, this guy is nowhere near presidential. He's a crypto pirate. He is in the crypto game, never told the state, never told us how any of the state municipality workers, he never mentioned that crypto was part of this, how he get paid. He gets paid in crypto. I'm not making this up. Look it up. Mayor Suarez. Never told the workers of Miami how to convert their money to crypto. Now, I have a problem with when people tell me that they're going to be crypto, and then you over the mayor of Miami, and then we got the McAfee was killed here, supposedly. Well, let's just say that. The place where they believed that he had the server was blown up. Now, you know, there's no word on that server. That place is no longer. That's how you know people are brainwashed. They went straight. That should have been like, why? Remember they had to pretend like we was having erosion. See how they could lie? They said, oh, we got to check out all the hotels. That's a lie. All the hotels ain't never got touched. They are building hotels right on the same beach they claim they scared of a tsunami. How you building all this stuff on this island stuff, because we like islands here. And you telling me I'm supposed to be scared after you blew up this whole building down and you ain't touched. Now, look it up, everybody. Big thing I'm lying. Ain't that building been touched since then? They ain't went and did nothing to no other building but that one. The one that they claim McAfee might have had the server in. So I just think people should start thinking now. Because it gets to a point where we keep saying the same thing over, but there's got to be some thinking now. Like, it ain't making sense to believe this stuff no more. Like, Martin
right.
King.
You got to break out that feedback loop.
Right. There's no need to believe this stuff no longer. It's not real. It's the Wizard of Oz shit. Like, for instance,
right.
If they keep telling you that they're going to bring aliens, see, that must mean they plan on doing some diabolical shit. Now, me and you, sister, we learned in the temple days, Project Bluebeam.
Yes.
Where they're going to have fake aliens. They're going to have Jesus.
No,
Jesus is going to be.
They have real mutants. If you want to call them demons or whatever that. I don't.
Right.
They have these beings that they. They lab beings. It's like they got lab food and lab everything else. They have these beings that they're going to probably launch onto the world. Because remember, the aliens is already in the office. They're going
right now. Let's go with that. Hold on. I'm gonna prove her point. Y'all forgot that back in the day in Miami, these people was giving this drug and they was like eating shit. A zombie dude had appeared on the beach, South Beach. Was eating the face off a person. Y'all remember that? Think about it. We did a show back when.
Remember that.
Okay.
Yeah, it was more than one incident, too.
It was more than one incident. They had one guy, he needed like 5 to 6 police officers was trying to kill him, and they had his guy stunned. He took about 15 bullets and still was fighting back. This was on the news. They couldn't show it. They had him blacked out. They couldn't explain why he had so much superhuman strength. It was called, the drug was called something. It was some type of drug that was out in the back of them days.
They didn't want to
bath salt. Thank you. Bath salt. There you go. It was called bath salt. Bath salt. Now, they're actually.
That was an experiment that they sent out there to test to see if it'll work. So whatever.
It worked. It worked.
Took from beyond the walls or underground, whatever entity that they then ran into with some powerful DNA they injected into these beings to see what the effects would be. They have already tested it inside the lab, but now they wanted to test it outside the lab to see the reactions of the people. We got to remember, everything that goes on is an experiment, even in your household. Because if you got, I got grandchildren coming and telling me that, you know, they hearing voices in their head. A demon told them that they got to listen, all kind of crap, man. And I'm telling
now,
you.
Think about that.
TVs, and I keep telling
now, think about what you just said, yeah. Right, right. What you going to say, what?
That's that tablet.
YouTube.
That's that tablet. That's that fucking tablet.
Yeah.
That's them tablets and them video fucking games. That's all that shit.
Now,
yeah.
Now, I want y'all to know that bath salt, once they, now, these people were butt naked. They had to kill the one who was biting the face off the person. And I remember clearly, I said, well, damn, that's what they were talking about, the zombie apocalypse.
The first one was the naked guy, and the second one was the guy that they arrested in the house trying to eat the lady, and they had to, all of them had to pull him out. He didn't get killed.
Right. Now, that's what I tell people. I said, look, you don't see it no more. That was the show that when the time come, that they would do it. Now, here's what I've been hearing. Just, y'all look it up. Don't believe me. The Christian world, all you white people listening, they're going to try to kill y'all, too, even first. Because if you notice, these doctors spared my own white folks first before they went into us. They went and did their own people up. Now, they said that they're going to kill the Christian world. Now, this is what they say. I sent the video, but it didn't play for some people. It said that they got camps where they are bringing in the immigrant men only men, training them to be able to be put out into the population because our people are so dumb and even upset that they bring in an immigrant and got nowhere to put them.
Bruh, the governor of Illinois just a couple days ago just passed a bill. The police department can hire immigrants now. It's legal in Illinois
right
now. So this
now check that
matches
out
up.
Right. So I'm telling you
that's every day
what I've seen. I've seen it. They sent it to me. I said, this is, they said that they were going to, now this is how you got to know white people got a agenda. They are all black. The agenda is to get the Anglo-Saxon white Protestant to be eradicated. And then they want to then, in their word, not my word, mongolize the rest of the white race. Now, I don't know what group would think that up that even looks white, but they are white looking. I said, this is weird. Why would they want to tell me they want to kill off their own people? We play tapes on here because the agenda is of so that they don't consider themselves all white. These people are inbred. When you inbred it, you are not part of the regular white population. You are a different white. The other whites are marrying other groups outside of the actual bloodline of immediate parents. These people are marrying their family members, and they are huge now. They're not super huge. They're still a remnant, but they are huge enough to be able to accumulate this type of wealth that they are staking with. Now, here's what I say. Well, who believes this? Let me just tell y'all. Y'all heard it. Y'all said it yourself. You're sending me that information. I just want to know if y'all believe your own shit. The people who believe this is the ones that are around us. Obama is not black. He's white. His mama is white. So anybody comes to me with anybody comes to Obama with me, I'm looking at you like, oh, really? So I got to look at you like, let's just have a sports conversation or female gossip conversation, because, you know, they love the gossip, just like even men gossip now. But you cannot reveal your psyche to the dumbest people no more. Keep your, this for your own survival, because you will be the first to be knocked off if you don't know that. The remnant is dangerous to people that knows what's going on. That's why that movie, the Matrix, tried to tell y'all, you cannot give everybody your information. Yes, we do a show, but outside of that show, I don't know you. I have
what
no.
What was that biblical scripture? You can't give all, don't give all your pearls to swine?
Yes, that's what they're doing. Now, you talking to all these people, you know to be careful who you talk to or who you entertain when you want to tell them all this. Because what happens is people are going to be sent out. That's why that movie was so important. That's why I said, wow, they even tell you. They said, we got the clones already out. You don't even the clones that are real are other clones. People, that movie showed two clones seeing each other. That's how deep that was. So I said, check that out. So
Gemini Man.
My thing is, you know, they're telling you. So y'all got to be careful, because what better way of getting to the people who understand what's going on and knock them off than to have people, that's what every communist country has done. They have used the citizenry to squeal on those who are considered the enlightened ones of the group that are not resisting through violence all per se first, just through intellectual thought. Because intellectual thought, look what the word was, intellectual. Intelligentsia
intel.
Thought, yeah, intel, there you go. Yeah. Intel thought is dangerous. You don't need a weapon for intel thought to be dangerous. Intel thought is dangerous without a weapon, because that means you're so persuasive and you got the ability to be persuasive that they fear that you can persuade people without even using violence. And that's the biggest fear, because if you can do this without violence and still beat them, they know that, goddamn, he beating us without, because they understand, or she, because like that movie said, it wasn't no man, it was a woman who was the violent, who was the most intellectual in that one. She played her role to the T. She ain't had no real shit on her hair. She had a wig on. I'll leave that for later. But yes, one more thing before we go. I want y'all to know, y'all in the Twilight Zone. That man was a 33rd degree Mason, Scottus Wright, Rod Sterling, one of the greatest sci-fi minds there is. He was also around CIA, UFO, Intelligentsia. They also had him tell these movies. I looked everything up. I went all day long with this one. But I love Rod Sterling. He was like the first one.
A dimension of sight, a dimension of mind.